Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Turning up the heat on dictator Nicolas Maduro, President Trump has ordered a blockade of sanctioned oil tankers into and out of Venezuela. Mr. Trump accuses the Maduro regime of using oil to fund drug trafficking and other crimes. The president will look back and he'll look ahead when he delivers a primetime speech to the nation tonight.
He's going to talk a lot about the accomplishments over the past 11 months, all that he's done to bring our country back to greatness, and all he continues to plan to do to continue delivering for the American people over the next 3 years.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. President Trump travels to Delaware later today for the dignified transfer of the two National Guard members killed in Syria.
As Commander-in-Chief, the president will be at Dover Air Force Base to honor the U.S. service members killed in action. The dignified transfer is one of the most solemn duties undertaken by the Commander-in-Chief. Donald Trump has called it the toughest thing he has to do as president.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. They haven't found him yet. The manhunt continues for the Brown University gunman. Providence, Rhode Island Police Chief Oscar Perez is asking the public to review new, slightly clearer images of the person they're looking for.
You want to focus on the body movements, the way the person moved their arms, the body posture, the way they carry their weight. I think those are important movement patterns that may help you identify this individual, which is extremely important.
Rob and Michelle Reiner's 32-year-old son, Nick, has been charged with two counts of first-degree murder and the fatal stabbing of his parents. Nick Reiner's first court appearance expected later today. Some of the 15 people killed in the Bondi Beach massacre, Sydney, Australia, have now been laid to rest. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 107 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 97. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So Pure Talk just had their best year ever and asked me if I'd like to thank their customers on their behalf for being so awesome. I said sure. It's important to say thanks, especially this time of year, which is why, as one of their many satisfied customers, I should probably thank Pure Talk first for keeping their customer service in this country and for providing hundreds of American jobs. I appreciate that. I also appreciate their Roundup program, which makes it easy to support America's Warrior Partnership and join the fight against veteran suicide. And I love that Pure Talk donated 1,000 hand-sewn Made in America flags to veterans around Independence Day. And of course, I really appreciate their generous support of my own foundation, MicroWorks, and their commitment to help us train the next generation of skilled workers. Having said all that, it's now my pleasure, on behalf of everyone at Pure Talk, to thank you sincerely for choosing to do business with an American wireless company that actually stands for something. And one more thing, Merry Christmas.
Good morning, you're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Nothing major early, but already the BW Parkway, and looking at you live here southbound at Route 100. And it's really slow. We have no reports of any problems southbound, but we'll keep an eye on that a little bit early, around 6 o'clock or so. We tend to get busy in that area. So we'll come back, check on that in about 15 minutes. But you're backed up with a slowdown on 295 southbound. Beltway looks good. Both the tunnels are open. Getting busy already, but no major problems there. We had a quick check already through Annapolis, and no problems at the Bay Bridge over towards the ramps at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, turning mostly cloudy and much milder today with highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy with a chill tonight as lows fall back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
28 degrees in Boley's Quarters and 26 in Randallstown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. An investigation is underway after a police-involved shooting in West Baltimore. The shooting happened at around 8 p.m. in the 1300 block of Division Street. According to the BPD, officers who were investigating a narcotics call tried to stop a vehicle, but the driver took off, then reversed their vehicle and attempted to drive at the officers. During a Tuesday night press conference, Insurance Deputy Commissioner Kevin Jones said it appears that the officers were in harm's way of the vehicle that charged at them, and they discharged their weapons. A 37-year-old man in the vehicle was taken to a hospital in stable condition. And state lawmakers have overridden Governor Westmore's veto of a bill to create the Maryland Reparations Commission. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 448, the pick four, 4165. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Jack Gilden for Stein on Sports coming up next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/22/26, new customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report, May 2025.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
This 6:05 sports report brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Boy, I could have used Mr. Farnan and Dermer this morning. Good morning, sports fans. This is Jack Gilden sitting in for Gary Stein. The big question today, what's next for the Orioles? In the last few months, team president Mike Elias has shown us some of the same old, same old. He's traded players for prospects and bargain veterans, the kind with a low price tag and a high upside. And he's shown us something new when the Orioles signed Pete Alonso, one of the most coveted free agents on the market. But what about the pitching? Alliance hasn't drafted many highly rated starters with his many picks, and although he claims to be in the midst of a spending spree, he's yet to land a top starter. Could an elite arm be on the way to Baltimore? Here are some of the names who've been linked to the Orioles and who might be on Elias's holiday shopping list. Ranger Suarez of the Phillies, Framber Valdez from the Astros, the Padres' Michael King, and the Marlins' Edward Cabrera. Any one of them would be a huge difference maker. Now from the hard throwers to the hardwood. Last night, Towson coach Pat Scarry's men traveled all the way out to the Prairie Land to face the 17th-ranked Kansas Jayhawks. That was a bad idea. Those Hawks swooped on the Tigers and sent them back to York Road with their tails between their legs. It was a 24-point spanking, a 73-49 loss. If you're from the East, maybe it's better not to go out anywhere near where the wind-bent wheat is. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, December 17, 2025. Just 8 days to go until the big day. Coming up in this hour, democracy dies at the Baltimore City Council. We have a new theory on the Brown University murders. Well, I'll tell you about that coming up in just a second. But our top story here today, once again at the Maryland Maryland General Insane Asylum Special Session Edition. Well, a waste of taxpayer money. In fact, it's going to cost us a heck of a lot more money in the near future. First, they elected the foregone conclusion known as Jocelyn Peña Melnick as the new Democrat Speaker. And then they overrides, if you will, of Governor Vito, of Governor Moore's vetoes, including the Racial Reparations Commission and the data center study and, of course, the climate change study, all of which is going to cost us a ton of money, maybe, in the near future. Money that we do not have. Money that we cannot afford. And that's it. One day only. Guess what was not discussed in any way, shape, or form? Redistricting. So now it appears to me, it looks like we got rope-a-doped by the Democrats, maybe the Indiana Republicans as well. Bill Ferguson says he's still not thinking he's going to be any redistricting whatsoever, even after four meetings. No wonder Angela Alsobrooks didn't take it seriously, never showed up at any of the meetings. So we'll get into that here in just a second. But already the new Speaker of the Democrats, Peña Melnick, has got some financial concerns.
We must also address the serious budget challenges we face with honesty and discipline.
Yeah, that means the honesty that, look, we're gonna hike your taxes. It's coming, one way or the other. And discipline. There is no such thing as Democrat discipline when it comes to growing government and spending our money. None whatsoever. And this I find to be a rather, understated direction of the General Assembly by Delegate Matt Morgan. He's part of the Freedom Caucus.
Look, Maryland's a very left-leaning state. We know this, but look, she's going to let us speak our mind, and I think at this point, that's about all we can ask for.
Oh, let's be grateful for the little crumbs they throw our way. They threw us a little, it wasn't even a bone, it was a fragment of a bone, that they're going to listen to you, Delegate Morgan, and you're going to be happy about that here in the Maryland Republican. No wonder why we lose. Left-leaning? This is the most, besides New York and California and Illinois, this is probably the, actually maybe worse than Massachusetts. It may be now the most Marxist state in the whole United States of America. Left-leaning does not do it justice. And then, of course, the big debate over the data center study. This is a Delegate Brian Crosby, who sponsored the bill, followed by, he's a Democrat, followed by Delegate Brian Chisholm, the Republican.
It studies things like the air environmental impacts. It studies the economic impact on how many jobs are brought to your state when you build that. It studies the demand on the cost of energy.
So yes, data centers are our problem here. We don't need to spend $1.2 million of taxpayer money to prove that.
Yesterday it was $500 million. In just 24 hours, folks, this is Maryland at its worst. In 24 hours, the cost of this data center study has ballooned from $500 million to $1.2 million. Yeah, there's going to be an economic impact, and we're the ones that are being impacted. So every time these fools meet in Annapolis, it costs us money and lots of it. All right, 6:13, time for WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Old Whiskey Nuts himself. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Casey.
Good morning, Mr. Whitaker.
That's official.
there's a back system to that name, Maggie.
Oh, dear.
He'll tell you about it sometime when you get a little older. You know, I don't know if we can handle it right now. Southbound 95, there's a report of an accident. The indicator was initially Key Highway and maybe down to the ramp at McComas Street, but I'm looking at the traffic coming out of the southbound side of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. If it's there, there's no impact right now, and it would be affecting the right lanes of the right tube. So keep an eye on that. There may be something down. The camera at Key Highway is out, so we'll just have to keep an eye on this camera to see what is going on. The pace picked up a little bit on the BW Parkway. Very heavy early southbound at Route 100, Hanover Road, and eventually down to Route 32. All the lanes are open, but there was a lot of traffic there about 10 minutes ago on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, more mild. Highs in the upper 40s. Overnight will be in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, mild and dry. Heavy rain is possible Thursday afternoon into Friday morning, and then back into the 40s, more seasonable temperatures over the upcoming weekend. And right now we're looking at partly cloudy, 30 in Annapolis, 28 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles gave a bombshell of an interview to Vanity Fair. In it, she says President Trump has an alcoholic's personality. Still better than Joe Biden, who's like the drunk guy who passed out on the couch. We'll have a full segment on that coming up a little bit later on next hour. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has officially announced she is engaged. She will tie the knot with Brian Glenn, the chief White House correspondent for Real America's Voice. I have a sneaking suspicion that President Trump is not on the guest list there.
Probably not.
Yeah. Titanic and Avatar director James Cameron is reportedly now a billionaire, which is great because now he can take a family of four to one of his movies. Incredible. How much movies are off the charts now? Almost crazy. Like $20 now.
Yeah.
Flu cases in New York City have skyrocketed. The only upside to that is being all congested, you won't be able to smell the subway.
Or the cab truck.
Woman in New York State is suing the IRS to have her dog listed as a dependent and thus eligible for a tax deduction. Hmm. That might be good news. So where do you go to fill out? Is it Form K-9? Is that what you use for the IRS? I'd try that for some of our pets, right? Secretary of War Pete Hegseth says he will not release the video of the second boat strike, the double tap, as it's called, which I think is a good idea because the sequel is never as good as the original.
No. You know? No.
President Trump has designated fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction. Mm-hmm. He said second only to Jasmine Crockett. So... there you have it, folks. Sad news once again. Gil Gerard, remember him? 1979 star of Buck Rogers in the 25th Century.
Oh, yeah, right.
He passed away yesterday at the age of 82.
In the year 1987, NASA launched the last of America's deep space probes. Aboard this compact starship, a lone astronaut, Captain William Buck Rogers, was to experience cosmic forces beyond all comprehension. In a freak mishap, his life support systems were frozen by temperatures beyond imagination. Ranger 3 was blown out of its planned trajectory into an orbit 1,000 times more vast, an orbit which was to return Buck Rogers to Earth 500 years later.
You know, the feature-length pilot did so well in the theaters, they decided to make a TV series out of it. The TV series didn't do as well. So, remember the original Buck Rogers? Who was the original Buck Rogers? That's a great trivia question.
I see the guy, but I don't remember.
Yeah. So there
Back
you have it.
Back in the
50s. Yeah. Hey, it's time to see what are the best cities for Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
All right, and who do you think are the best cities in America for to go see Christmas? Christmas decorations? I would have thought so, but it's not in the top 10.
Wow.
Yeah. I would think Rockefeller Center and everything, but no. The top five are Vegas, mm-hmm. Orlando, Florida,
yeah.
Seattle, San Francisco, and Atlanta. Okay. So I'm trying to find out where in New York. Tampa finished number 22 on the list. Baltimore was number 39. Mm-hmm. New York was number 14, by the way.
By the way, if Buck Rogers did come back now, in 500 years, the Key Bridge would still be being built.
Yes, exactly.
And they'd be deciding what they're going to do with the Bay Bridge.
Yeah. And, of course, now it'd be two Buck Rogers with inflation.
No, that should be five Buck Rogers. That's the total.
You're right. Right about that. All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. And get you caught up to date here on the Rush Hour. So, again, that's the big news out of the General Assembly. Coming up next, we'll talk about the Reparations Commission. But, when you add all of this up, and I don't know what it cost yesterday, and I don't know if we'll ever find out what it cost to gather all those legislators for one day with security, with staff, with the rest of the stuff. And, I'm guessing $50,000, but it could be more than that. Depends on, I don't think anybody stayed there because it wasn't an overnight session. Maybe they stayed. Who knows? I mean, this is a license to steal when you're a Maryland state senator or a delegate. Many of them do. Most, I know a lot of them who don't. Again, they're just very cavalier with our tax dollars, as we saw yesterday. So we got to get three overrides. Governor Moore's, again, the data center study, which, if you believe Delegate Chisholm, could cost $1.2 million just to study what they should recommend on these data centers in Maryland and elsewhere. We have the Renew Act, which was the climate change thing. That's going to cost money. And then no telling how much the Reparations Commission study is going to cost just to study whether or not reparations should be paid here in the state of Maryland. I could be mistaken. I thought we were the free state. I thought this is where people escaped to, that were slaves of the South. Shouldn't we be rewarded and not punished for that? Just asking the question, wondering out loud. We got another rant du jour coming up here a little bit later on in the show. It has to do with, have you had to put air in your tires recently because of the cold weather? It is crazy finding air pumps that work. And obviously there's no such thing as free air anymore. You got to pay for all your air no matter where you go. All right, 620, Tim Kahl Electric, heating and cooling. Speaking of air, if you got a forced air heating furnace or you have a heat pump, you want to make sure that it's working when it comes on, when you turn it on. Best thing you can do is get a programmable thermostat. If you don't have one of those, Tim Kahl can certainly put one in for you. They have done some electrical work in my home. They've done heating and AC work on my home as well, and I highly recommend them. They're very good at what they do. They have excellent commitment, dedication to service, and they're there when you need them. Just call them for a maintenance check on your heat pump and your heating system. Do that now before it gets really, really cold again, as we're not even haven't hit winter yet. That's coming up in, another 4 or 5 days. So give them a call, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, online at timkahlcompany.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Coming up a little bit later on in the program, you won't believe a far-left activist nurse is berating a Target employee because she's wearing a Charlie Kirk shirt. And boy, did Kristen have to work to edit that thing. It was just amazing. We'll take a look at that. Also, if you watch Landman, it's one of my favorite shows on television, Taylor Sheridan, starring Billy Bob Thornton, ripping the view in the Sunday night's episode. So we've got that for you coming up as well. 6:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Is a little bit slow. We talked about this wreck reported. Haven't seen it. 95 southbound around the Key Highway area coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Once in a while, we get a little surge of brake lights right there. So if you're paying the toll, you're coming through the tunnel, you get down around Key Highway, and then towards 395, we are getting some brake lights there. Would indicate there is an accident there. It could be on the shoulder, but grabbing some attention. BW Parkway is still slow. It's sluggish this morning. Already moving south through Arundel Mills, down towards Route 100, and eventually down to Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, more mild, highs in the upper 40s, overnight temps upper 20s, dry and mild tomorrow,
Heavy rain possible Thursday night and into Friday morning before things cool down a little bit for the weekend. But we are warming up today, and that's always good news. In fact, remember, yesterday was in the teens, and right now we're already 38 in Ocean City, and it is 28 in Forest Hill. So we're going to be above freezing here before the end of the show. We're talking about the Maryland General Insane Asylum Special Session Edition. You can join us here, 410-922-6680. Marty says, if anyone believes that Hogan did not collude with the establishment Republicans and Democrats to shoot down redistricting in Indiana, I have a South Korean test kit to sell them. Yeah, so do you think the fix was in? There was some kind of scheme, some kind of deal between the Maryland Democrats and the Indiana Republicans? Because let's face it, what do they have in common? They hate Trump. They want to limit Trump's ability to be successful in the midterm. So there's a common enemy there for them, and that is the president of the United States. So a lot of people are dismissing it like, you know, that's but again, we have strategists and others are saying they've been with their ear to the ground. They're hearing weird stuff. So that doesn't mean it did happen, but it certainly is a possibility. Now to the Reparations Commission. Of course, Governor Moore vetoed that study coming out of the last session, saying it was time. He didn't need another study. He likes to say, I lived it. And it is something he wants action and not studies. But again, the people like, and one of the big, proponents of this reparations commission is this person that they say listens to all sides. This Jocelyn Peña Melnick, the new speaker. She's being praised by people like Kathy Zuliga, and we just heard Matt Morgan. They're going to give us a bone and hear us out. She was one of the biggest advocates for this reparations commission study here in Maryland. And here is a couple of Democrats, Terry Hill, and again, our version of Zoran Mamdani in Maryland, Gabriel Acevedo.
It's easy to get beyond things when you're not one of the people who's been despaired. It's easy.
Yes, we know the institution of slavery was evil. This is about what we do as a way to repair the harm, the damage.
See, I think this won't repair anything. This will cause more harm. It will cause more damage. It will cause more racial division. If you really want to, you know, repair the harm, let's start talking to each other, not at each other, regarding what we can do to help both sides of the aisle there. Delegate Jason Buckle, and it's kind of interesting what he was objecting to the Reparations Commission, the premise. He said it wasn't really about the intent. It was more about the cost.
Nobody's trying to suggest that what reparations was originally designed to discuss is not an issue. That's not what we're suggesting. But what we're suggesting is this. Do you need a commission to study something that's already been studied? We oppose the bill because of the open-ended nature of more. How much will it cost? We don't know. What will be the criterion for the possible reparation relief? We don't know.
All right, so look, I just disagree. I think the whole premise is foolish. We've had reparations for hundreds of years, of course. We've had affirmative action. We've had minority set-asides. We've had all sorts of, DEI, which has, again, and look, two wrongs never make a right. And I think they're for the people that are minorities in this country that did achieve, and there are many, then they found a way to do it in spite of some of the sins of our past. And again, we're not a perfect country. We strive to be a perfect country. But this is just more about, it's like the same thing we see now. There's more fraud now in Maine. Somalis committing more fraud in Maine on welfare and the SNAP benefits and so on and so forth. They had $1 billion of fraud. And there's many of these government programs, like Feeding Our Future and Children's Poverty, so on and so forth. They got Governor Moore now, $19 million to end children's poverty in the state of Maryland. That will not end it. We've spent $20+ trillion since the Not So Great Society, and that didn't add up to a hill of beans. So this is all about more money at the pot of the end of the rainbow, And that's what they're shooting for. This is another way to extort, if you will, government money. And if it's not government money, of course, that's us. This is not, they're not going after companies. I don't think, well, it'll be interesting to see what this Reparations Commission study does eventually decide, because they're not going to go after companies. I think they're going to be coming after us. And that is where I think it's going to be, create divisiveness and harm and damage. I want to talk to you homeowners out there. If you're 62 or older and still making a mortgage payment every month, you pay the mortgage, you pay a couple credit cards, you pay the basics, then you look at what's left, and it feels like there's never enough. That sounds like what's happening at your kitchen table. My good friend Mark McVeary can help you out. Mark has spent over 30 years helping Maryland homeowners use the reverse mortgage to pay off their existing mortgage, knock out the high interest rate credit cards, stay in your home, the one that you love, have come to love and be comfortable in, with no monthly mortgage payment required. And that starts just with a simple conversation. Mark will look at your age, your home value, and what you owe, and then explain in plain English, by the way, what is possible with the house that you already own. Here's the question. If you can eliminate that mortgage payment and keep that money every month, what would that change for you? Call my good friend Mark McVeary, 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070. It is 6:30. Let's get some news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Mayor Brandon Scott and City State's Attorney Ivan Bates are expected to meet today for the first time since Bates said his office would be cutting ties with Momsey. Bates' letter outlined concerns with the Public Safety Office, claiming it operates under a cloak of secrecy and disregards the rights of victims. The mayor reportedly wants to address the concerns that were raised in the letter, and he hopes they can be resolved during the in-person meeting. There's no additional information on the time or location of the meeting. The Office of the Chief Medical Examiner has released the autopsy results of a woman found dead in a safe in her Baltimore home earlier this year. According to the report, 53-year-old Dawn White died of PCP intoxication, dehydration, and suffocation that was complicated by an abnormal body position. White's body was discovered April 19th at her home on Bensinger Road in Violetville. Her family had last heard from her on April 14th. The medical examiner has not yet released the manner of death. An inmate serving a sentence of life plus 30 years has admitted to killing his cellmate inside of the Jessup Correctional Institution in February. 64-year-old Dudley Ball pleaded guilty to first-degree murder in Anne Arundel County Circuit Court. Ball made a written statement confessing that he punched Griffin in the face, then tied a string around his neck until he was dead. County State's Attorney Ann Colt Latis says she hopes the guilty plea provides some peace for the victim's family. Ball's sentencing date has yet to be announced. An investigation is underway after a police-involved shooting in West Baltimore. The shooting happened at around 8 p.m. in the 1300 block of Division Street. And Maryland House Majority Whip Jazz Lewis is resigning. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Hey guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third generation, family owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no sense roofing and construction work. No subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Every year, you put your trust in the school system to educate your kids, keep them safe, help them grow. Fox 45 News Project Baltimore makes sure they fulfill that promise to you by shining a spotlight on issues happening inside the classroom, by taking your concerns and frustrations straight to school leaders, and by echoing your demands for change. Fox 45 News Project Baltimore. We fight to save our schools.
We've had delays this morning at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. A couple of things. A broken down vehicle, then a minor accident southbound near the ramp at Key Highway. Right now, the traffic is coming out of the tunnel on 95, but we have brake lights now that go back to the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and that's on 95. So already, that's about a 10-15 minute delay on 95 south. 895 is still running okay at this point, but will be busy as you're south from Pulaski Highway and eventually down into the old Harbor Tunnel. Some fill-ins now on the Beltway west side, 795 down through Frederick Road. The BW Parkway still moving slowly, still have not pinpointed any problems, but definitely slow on the Parkway southbound as you're moving through the interchange at Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, turning mostly cloudy and much milder today with highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy with a chill tonight as those fall back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
635 Sports Report is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. It occurs to me as I got up at 4:30 this morning and went out into the 0 degrees to go to work how much I wish that I had called Greben Wealth Management. Good morning, Baltimore. Get up. The rooster's crowing, but the Ravens can't afford to yet. The big question by sports fans in the row houses is, are the Ravens ready to turn things around? It's a fair question. They're coming off their best and most complete performance of the entire year last Sunday. In the nearly 0 degree temperatures of Cincinnati, Lamar Jackson ran with burst, and Derrick Henry rumbled in huge chunks. The defense showed a renewed sense of purpose and hunting down the quarterback, and even Joe Burrow was made to look almost human. So what's the formula to get the postseason and make some noise there? Keep playing that defense, and for the love of Pete, run that ball. With America in a deep freeze, Henry's bone-crunching, blunt force bashing style will open up everything the Ravens want to do and would be the key to a brand new season. It's a recipe that has worked for the full century of pro football. Are you listening? John Harbaugh. Meanwhile, just beyond the Alleghenies, the mountain folk of Pittsburgh are all worked up about their game this weekend with Detroit. The Steelers, who beat the Dolphins on Monday Night Football, smell the blood. The Lions lost another one last Sunday to the Rams, and at 8-6 and in a hole, they are in danger of becoming demoralized. Their pass defense is leaky, and they surrendered 41 points to the Rams. Rumor is T.J. Watt is preparing to return to action after a collapsed lung, which just might take all of the air out of the Lions. In pro basketball last night, the Knicks defeated the Spurs 124-113 to win the NBA Cup Championship. The interesting part is the Knicks won despite not holding the lead for even 1 second in the second or third quarters, but they outscored the Spurs 35-19 in the fourth to take home the big prize. The time now is 6:36. When we return, does anybody in Baltimore give a damn about the NBA?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
Sean, what do you think? Anybody in Baltimore care about the NBA in December?
I don't think there's a lot of people who care about the NBA until playoff time. That's usually when people get very interested in it.
At least around here.
And yeah.
Meanwhile, we come from the city with the absolute greatest basketball players,
oh, yeah,
the most legendary players,
right,
that played for us in the NBA and also, of course, through our high school system.
Now the Bullets moved to D.C., Les Boulets, as they call them down in D.C., until Lee Poland decided, now I can't have violent references for a nickname. So they renamed them the Wizards, which I think sealed their fate.
Yeah, they're the most uncompelling sports franchise of all time.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Bullets name came from the Shot Tower downtown.
Yep, absolutely. It's a great great trivia question. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate
Thank you,
that.
Sean.
6:37. 23 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company. Let's take a phone call here from Ron in Woodbine. Good morning, Ron.
Morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
Merry Christmas to everyone there.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Okay. I was calling about these reparations.
Right.
When they first started all this talk about reparations, Walter Williams, who was a black man, was on the Rush Limbaugh show, and he was talking about if it had not been for slavery and all the people that were brought to America through slavery, How many of the people today that are alive today would even be alive? And if they were, where would they be?
Well, it's a lot of what ifs, and you know, and I agree with Dr. Williams. But you know, if you're going to go for reparations, you have to go all the way back to Africa, because there were some tribes that sold their own people into slavery for benefit. So should they be made to pay? What about the Arab slave traders? And of course, it just wasn't the United States. Slavery was actually the economic power of the day. As wrong as it was, and still is. So there's a lot of people you can point the finger at. As I said, this is just another pot of gold at the end of the rainbow for the left.
Yeah, just a way to get money out of us.
Yep. Ron, thanks. That's a great call. Appreciate that. Let's go next to Jeff in Phoenix, wants to weigh in on the new Reparations Commission. Jeff, I'm assuming that you're not going to be on the commission.
Sean, I want to thank you for making me laugh at 6:39 a.m. on Wednesday morning, because it's not even 7 o'clock and I'm ready to explode, my friend. All right, here we go. Welfare, then welfare fraud. Public housing, then public housing fraud. SNAP, then SNAP fraud. I could go on and on and on. So what about the current slavery within our major cities? My business sometimes takes me to the Eastern Shore, the beautiful Eastern Shore, Maryland's treasure, and I go to towns such as Federalsburg. And Federalsburg is now destroyed because of public housing and people wandering around, and I see it with my own eyes, in and out of liquor stores with no jobs. And what moron thinks that taking beautiful, fertile ground that we once farmed on, that now has falling down houses and barns and etc., and put up bloody Chinese-made, what are the reflectors called?
The solar panels.
Solar panels. Now, notwithstanding the fact that we are now in Maryland putting youths in homes called foster homes with pedophiles, and a young lady just committed suicide in a hotel room because she was simply left there. If that's not slavery, I don't know what is, and I leave you with this.
Yeah, I think, I totally agree with you, but I think if anybody's going to get reparations, it should be the government to the victims of government. But go ahead, your final thought.
Yeah, let me say this. So the biggest thing, Sean, about reparations is life. We lost close to 1 million people in the war between the states. There's the reparation, notwithstanding the fact you played a clip of some Republican that said, oh, she's going to let us speak. Republicans in Maryland, read the bloody Bill of Rights, specifically the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. Sean, this stuff is literally insane, and I want to thank you for bringing it to the forefront. And your monologues lately have been phenomenal.
Thank you. I really practiced. I practice at home before I come in on the air, so it's a key point there. All right, Jeff, thanks again. Appreciate that. And again, you're not going to be on the commission, right? You've not been approached.
I have not been approached as of yet, but if I am approached, I will certainly let you know. And real quick, I am so looking forward to guest hosting next week.
Yep, I'll be off for about 12 days, and Jeff and Nino are going to be sitting in for me here on the show. Jeff, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Always a pleasure,
thanks,
buddy. All right, take care. Let's go to Mike in Jarrettsville. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, sir. How you doing?
Fine, sir.
Okay, I keep hearing all this talk about these data centers and stuff like that. Maryland's going to bring jobs here by bringing the data centers and they're going to do a study for it and everything else. Well, I had an emergency delivery of fuel down to one down in Richmond, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
It was Facebook's. The building was absolutely the largest building I'd ever seen in my life.
Right.
There was 135 generators down each side of the building.
Wow.
Talking tractor, trailer size generators. I had 2,800 gallons of fuel. That was enough for one of those generators.
So you don't diesel?
It was diesel,
yeah.
Sir. So that's their backup system. But they need 135 on each side of the building. That's how much power this building generates.
Wow.
Do you know how many people work in this building? I was shocked.
Ten.
18 people.
Yeah, that's these data farms, these data centers. It's all the equipment, and they just have people there to watch it, make sure nothing blows up. I guess, but this, and do we really need to store all of this data that's being collected on the American people? Mike, thanks for calling in. That's an incredible number. By the way, it was Buster Crabb who was the original Buck Rogers. All right, so thanks, Jim and the Outer Banks for pointing that out. Here's another kind of crab.
An old crab. By the way, I got my Christmas present just now.
What was it?
You're off 12 days.
Yeah, but you'll be off some of those days as well.
I know. I started crying when I heard that.
And some of those days include weekends as well. So, 2, 4, so I'm actually only off 8 days.
Oh, I knew there was a catch.
There was always a catch. All right, so here comes old soft shell himself, Chuck Whitaker.
Beautiful sunrise here at the Bay Bridge, looking at the main span going east and over towards the Eastern Shore. I mean, this is gorgeous this morning. Very nice and very smooth on the Bay Bridge, by the way, through there and all the way over towards I-97. Whatever the situation was, we had two different reports of the problem at the south end of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. One said it was an accident, Key Highway. Then a report came out, said it was only a broken down vehicle. Whatever it was, it's gone. Okay, so that's good. So that we're backed up, though, now at both the tunnels, Eastern Avenue and back maybe to the Urban Avenue ramp on 895, and 95 is going to back up before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So right now we're about 15 minutes plus on the southbound side, barring any new problems. And the Beltway starts to fill in at Harford Road, 795 to Frederick on the west side. Nothing out of the ordinary. And that one slow pocket is still there. BW Parkway this morning since right after 6 has been slow southbound through the interchange at Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Was that one of your old nicknames in Irvington? Slow Pockets?
Yeah. No pockets.
That's what I thought. Your Fox 45.
I didn't carry any money.
Exactly. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, more mild. Upper 40s today. Right now it's 28 and mostly clear in Pikesville, and it is 29 in Severn. Today it's time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bo Johnson.
You stink. You smell like beef and cheese.
I was just thinking, in the days of Neptunes, I was known as Side Pocket.
Side Pocket, here you go. Absolutely. Today is National Maple Syrup Day.
I happen to know everything there is to know about maple syrup. I love maple syrup. I love maple syrup on pancakes. I love it on pizza. I like to take maple syrup and put a little bit in my hair when I've had a rough week. What do you think holds it up, Slick?
That's fun. From Wedding Crashers, one of the all-time greatest movies.
Excellent movie.
Excellent movie. I can watch that again for the 400th time. Do you like maple syrup? What is the most unusual thing you put maple syrup on?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't like syrup.
You don't like syrup at all?
No.
Is that right?
I don't know what's wrong.
Caro syrup? Maple syrup?
Nope.
Coca-Cola syrup? No syrups?
Coca-Cola syrup when I was sick as a kid. That's like bringing back bad memories.
Chuck used to like to fill his hot tub with maple syrup. That's all we're going to say about that.
Oh, man, that could be most irritating to some.
Yeah, there's a rhyme that went with that. There was something sticky.
Sticky witty. All right.
Almost enough.
Goldfish is kicking off 2026 with new flavors. Zesty ranch,
yes.
Honey mustard, and
yes.
Hot buffalo.
Yes, yes, and
hot
yes.
Hot buffalo. She used to be at the gate.
She was. Wasn't she a dancer? No.
She was the first act.
She was the herd shot around the world.
No. Yes, she was. Only landed in Dundalk. That was the problem.
A cheese crusted turkey leg. Yeah, apparently it's a thing, and it's going to be served this year at the Citrus Bowl. So that is again, this is Cheez-Its, you know the Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
And then they take a turkey leg, a drumstick, and they coat it with the Cheez-Its, and then they fry it up, and they serve it.
Hmm.
The Cheez-It crusted turkey leg, $25 at Camping World Stadium. So if you can't attend, Cheez-It has shared the recipe at their on their website.
It's like the new food group, Cheez-It.
Yeah.
Orlando, what's that? Oh, Orlando.
Camping World Stadium.
Oh, okay, I thought you were talking about Tony.
I may have to drive over there and get one. That's not that far away.
Yeah, I would try it.
That does sound.
Yeah, it sounds good. Olipop. Have you ever heard of that? It's a soft drink.
It's a soft drink that prebiotics.
Exactly. You know it well.
Wow, does that make
I should have known. She, of course, is Mrs. Gut Health of 2025. She loves those prebiotics, antibiotics, postbiotics, you name it. She's
the only problem is she can't wear spandex pants because, you know, when you break wind, it looks like a mouse running down your leg.
Well, then they got to tether you just to keep you grounded.
That's right.
Wear pantyhose, your toe blows out.
Put a wire in your navel.
Olipop is giving away soda-scented wrapping paper for the holidays.
Oh, scented, Burke.
Yeah, scented, yes.
Yes. So, but I sent it.
There are some of the...
And it came back.
Crisp apple is one of them. Ginger ale, of course, is another. So there's all sorts of different goodies. A vintage cola. You can go to drinkolipop.com/holidayhelper. And if you want to order some of that soda-scented wrapping paper.
Soda-scented wrapping paper.
Yeah. It'll drive the cats and dogs nuts under the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:49, 11 minutes now for the hour, 7 o'clock. To the Bondi Beach update, many of the victims now are being laid to rest in that horrific slaughter, that anti-Semitic Islamic fundamentalist terrorist attack. Father and son duo, father died. And we saw the first hero, he was also a Muslim that tried to intervene. He got shot a couple times. He is going to. But did you see the latest video on the bridge there at Bondi Beach? You have an elderly couple. They saw them get out of their car with the gun. And they knew that they were up to no good. So they got out of the car and tried to intervene and save people. That's in the very beginning, before any shots were fired. Unfortunately, the male was able to get the long gun away from one of the terrorists, but not the handgun. And so the handgun is what ended up both the husband and wife. I think their name were Berman. They were shot and killed. More heroes. On the bridge there. But it just brings the question, had anybody else had a firearm on the bridge that day, they could have taken them out right then, right there. But Australia disarmed its citizenry. They disarmed the people of Australia. They disarmed the police of Australia for the most part. The one detective that fired and killed the father and wounded the son, he had a handgun and he was able to get behind a tree and take a few shots. But it took 20 minutes. 20 minutes. Had somebody else had a firearm on the bridge that day, then the carnage would have been prevented. All right, 6:50. We'll tell you about Dr. Melissa Segev and, of course, the Audiology Associates. A couple of years ago, my wife was having some issues with tinnitus. We took her in for a hearing test to the Audiology Associates location in Timonium. And, again, a little minor hearing loss in one of her ears. But other than that, everything else was fine. And tinnitus, it can come and go. Can't explain it. It's a brain thing. It's not so much your ears. But they can help manage it. They can help with a number of, if you're suffering from ringing in the ears or any kind of hearing loss whatsoever. Audiology Associates, they take a gentle, empathetic approach to all the patient treatment plans. And I got to tell you, the audiologist there, she was wonderful. And they're very, very caring. And your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. So they are the most trusted name in Maryland over the last 40 years. Offices throughout the Baltimore Metro and up to 10. Call 410-944-3100 for your appointment, or you can make it online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:53, time for traffic weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is old Whiskey Nuts.
Looks like the pace on the BW Parkway southbound of Route 100 a little better. Apparently the culprit was, and we just found this out, that there was an accident southbound near Arundel Mills Boulevard. But again, now the pace right here at Route 100 is much better, and we've started to fill in on the northbound side of the parkway now with brake lights and slowing as you're coming up towards 197. There's going to be some slowing. We had a few earlier problems southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, so we're backed up. We're in the area of 10 to 15-minute delays right now, and already the Beltway slowing on the Parkville side and from 795 down to Frederick Road on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, mild today, upper 40s for the day today. Right now it is 29 clear in Millersville and 29 in Parkville. There is a new theory that has begun to surface in the murders of two students at Brown University in Providence. Heretofore, the theory was, according to published accounts, that the shooter yelled Allahu Akbar, and that would certainly indicate some form of Islamic fundamentalism, a terrorist attack on the eve of Hanukkah, maybe going after a Jewish professor or Jewish class, whatever. So that's still an ongoing theory. But the next theory is that one of the victims has been identified as Ella Cook. Ella, from Birmingham, Alabama. It was one of the first victims shot and killed, along with another foreign student who may have been at the wrong place at the wrong time. Ella was a president of the College Republicans at Brown University. And the founder and chairman of the College Republicans of America, William Donahue, said he believes that Cook was targeted. Quote, I am filled with rage and sadness to learn that our Brown College Republicans VP, I'm sorry, I said president, she was vice president, Ella Cook, has been identified as one of the victims from the attack. I am told she was allegedly targeted for her conservative beliefs, hunted, and killed in cold blood. Losing Charlie 3 months ago rocked our worlds. The entire College Republicans community is weeping this evening, learning of the news. This was an attack on our family. End of quote. So why is this significant? Well, the Providence police and the FBI has released more images of the alleged suspect. You still can't really tell, other than looks like he is a bit overweight. Looks like it is a male to me. So you're looking for an overweight male, but we can't tell the race or identity of the suspect. But if it obviously, as I said, if some guy walks into a classroom yelling Allahu Akbar, that is an Islamic fundamentalist terrorist attack. Now, if he yelled something else, and we don't know what it was, then maybe it was directed to Ella Cook and targeted Ella Cook at that time. So again, that's all part of it. We still, the suspect is still at large. They've made no arrests whatsoever. So sources are telling Mark Halperin at Newsmax that she was targeted in the shooting at Brown University. So he's got pretty good sources. And so that's the second person now to believe that Ella Cook was the target. If that was the case, once again, conservatives and Republicans are not safe on any college campus, as well as Jewish people, I firmly believe. The FBI released enhanced footage of the Brown University person of interest, video of him walking by the police and first responders minutes after the shooting, but still you can't tell anything. It's, again, pretty grainy film. And a U.S. attorney yesterday, Nathan Hochman, announced that Rob Reiner's son charged with two counts of first-degree murder.
These charges will be two counts of first-degree murder with a special circumstance of multiple murders.
So that means that Nick Reiner, we now find out it was spiraling with a mixture of methamphetamines and other drugs in the weeks prior to this attack. Apparently there was some kind of dust-up at Conan O'Brien's holiday party. Nick Reiner got into it with Bill Hader, the comedian, and apparently Hader said that he was having a private conversation. Would you mind basically asking him politely to leave? And after that, he stormed off, got in an argument with Rob Reiner at the party, was disruptive, and maybe that carried over into the next day. or early that morning, whatever it was. But that means now multiple murders that you're looking at, the potential for life in prison without parole if convicted, and or a potential death penalty case in that particular case. And I would just say this, that may they rest in peace. Maybe Rob Reiner should have been paying a little bit more attention to his son versus President Trump. It is 6:59, and you're listening to KC and Company. Deck the Hall sale going on right now. Rescue Natural Supplements, all the supplements out there that your favorites, whether it's for weight loss or falling asleep, staying asleep, or perhaps omega-3s. We have the LDLX Q10 Red Yeast Rice, which is good for reducing the bad cholesterol and triglycerides, etc. We have men's and women's supplements to help boost your own hormones, not hormone replacement. But again, you name it, we have got them. They're all natural supplements, nutraceuticals, as they are known, with no side effects. And right now, you don't need a coupon to save anywhere from 20 to 78% on your favorite supplements today. So here's what you do. Go to the website, res-q.com. That's res-q.com. And you can save there, or you can call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. And again, no coupon code needed. Check out, stock up, get ready for the new year, because no better gift around the holidays than the gift of health for yourself and for others at Rescue Natural Supplements. All right, coming up next, Sheriff Chuck Jenkins is going to be our guest. He's threatening to sue if Maryland tries to ban the 287G program, where a local law enforcement works with the feds on immigration detainers. It's 7 o'clock on Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. 4 days later, and police continue the hunt for the Brown University gunman. The public is urged to take a look at the latest, clearer images of the suspect. Facing two counts of first-degree murder, Nick Reiner may make his first court appearance later today. President Trump continuing to tighten the screws on Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro.
President Trump says he's ordering a blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers into Venezuela. The move comes after U.S. forces last week seized an oil tanker off Venezuela's coast. In a social media post, Trump alleges the government of Nicolas Maduro is using oil to fund drug trafficking and other crimes, saying Venezuela is completely surrounded by the largest armada ever assembled in the history of South America. Trump vowed it will only get bigger until the country gives the U.S. oil, land, and assets he maintains they previously stole from us. Venezuela's government has accused Trump of violating international law, free trade, and the principle of free navigation with what it calls a reckless and grave threat. Ben Thomas, Washington.
At last night's White House Hanukkah reception, the president referred to the horror of the Bondi Beach massacre. Mr. Trump offering condolences to the people of Australia.
And especially all those affected by the horrific and anti-Semitic terrorist attack, and that's exactly what it is, anti-Semitic, that took place on a Hanukkah celebration in Sydney. What a terrible, terrible thing.
Some of the 15 people who died have now been laid to rest. The one surviving suspect faces charges, 15 counts of murder. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 102 points. The NASDAQ futures ahead 111 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Cold comes swiftly to Ukraine, and for elderly Jews like Olga, it can be deadly. She's 79 years old. She lives in a small village where there is no indoor plumbing, no bathroom, or reliable access to heating. And each day, she has to pump water from a well, even in sub-zero temperatures. To use the restroom, she has to walk through the bitter cold to reach an outhouse. Her meager pension is not enough to cover food, medicine, and heat. Poverty threatens to consume her life. But when all seems lost, Olga received a nourishing food box, emergency lighting, and a warm blanket. You know, this aid is a life-saving gift for someone like Olga. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and that staff, they lifted her spirits and they reminded her she's not forgotten. Today, thousands of elderly Jews across Ukraine and the former Soviet Union face similar struggles. Their homes are fragile against the cold, their resources are scarce, and their health is fragile too. For them, winter is not just a season, but a fight for survival. Learn more at urgentifcj.org. That's one word, urgentifcj.org.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
morning backups now at both the Harbor Tunnels. About 15-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, pushing back towards about 20 minutes. Now, heavy traffic from about Moravia Road, Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and 895 is slowing right around the Erdman Avenue ramp. JFX up to this point early, no problems there. Beltway has filled in already on the Parkville side, a little heavier now through Greenspring and the west side already with that delay and heavy traffic south from 795 and Liberty Road heading down towards the ramps at Frederick Road and through there. The VW Parkway completely recovered from some earlier problems southbound at Arundel Mills Boulevard, and the pace a lot better now through there, especially on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, turning mostly cloudy and much milder today with highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy with a chill tonight as lows fall back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 26 in Parkville and 27 in Hunt Valley. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Independent Investigations Division of the Attorney General's Office has identified the sheriff's deputy driver and the passenger killed in a Calvert County crash last week. The deadly officer-involved crash happened in Prince Frederick on Friday. 58-year-old Servon Gatewood of Lusby died in the crash, and 32-year-old driver Savon Samuel of Pikesville has been arrested. The Calvert County Sheriff's deputy involved in the incident is identified as 4-year veteran Deputy Ryan Campbell. Anthony Brown and a coalition of 34 attorneys general have reached a settlement with Hyundai and Kia for selling vehicles lacking industry standard anti-theft technology. House Majority Whip Jazz Lewis is resigning. The Prince George's County Democrat made the announcement during Tuesday's special session to elect a new House Speaker in Annapolis. And a woman is dead and 4 men are injured after a mass shooting on Bel Air Road. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 448, the pick 4, 4165. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
This 705 Sports Report brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Good morning, sports fans. This is Jack Gilden asking you the important question, where the heck is Gary Stein? Believe it or not, they play NFL football in other cities besides Baltimore. For instance, they play it in South Florida, where many are wondering if Dolphins coach Mike McDaniels will actually bench Tua, his star quarterback. The one-time franchise leader, Tua has become an interception machine, leading the league in that category. Thanks in huge part to that generosity, Miami is already eliminated from the postseason. Coach McDaniel, who may soon be in the unemployment line himself, and let's face it, deservedly so, has said everything is on the table. Everything but a Lombardi trophy, that is. The Dolphins will do without a new one for at least another year while they deal with yet another falling star. Now, on to the business of basketball. Is the NBA getting ready to expand? A lot of people think so. It all comes down to whether the owners think there is more money in doing that, where they might dilute their revenues, or if they would rather move from stagnant markets like New Orleans, where they play in an arena called Smoothie King. No one knows for sure what the NBA will do, but you can give yourself a pretty good idea if you just know how to follow the money. When we return, has someone nailed Patrick Mahomes' leg back together again? And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Next hour, we will talk about Baltimore County. Councilman Izzy Patoka trying to pass two bills to prevent local law enforcement from working with ICE. But in Frederick County, the sheriff there, Chuck Jenkins, is threatening court action if the state of Maryland bans the 287G program here in the state of Maryland for all local law enforcement. Joining us now on the Newsmaker Hotline is Sheriff Chuck Jenkins. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, doing fine. Thanks for joining us here this morning. And my first question is, what is the most common misconception that people have about the 287G program and local law enforcement?
So the biggest misconception and the message that gets out there that's wrong, absolutely wrong, is the fact that law enforcement is out on the street enforcing immigration laws and just picking up people because of their race or ethnicity. That's absolutely wrong. The 287G program in Maryland, every jurisdiction in Maryland that participates are jail-based programs. So it's a big misconception. It's really the media that drives us this false narrative, and it creates fear. And it's totally wrong.
Yeah, so you know, like three different levels of 287G, but even at the highest, or what I call the heavy, is light, medium, and heavy. At the heavy level, you don't have local law enforcement out there enforcing immigration laws.
That is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
Yeah, so,
and again, if we could just get that message out there, and actually the politicians in Annapolis don't understand that. The delegates, the senators who oppose the program don't really understand.
All you have to do is go online and read it for yourself.
Right.
Which I did. It's not difficult to do as long as you can read, which might be a problem for some of our elected officials.
So I did want to correct your lead-in. So you mentioned that Sheriff Jenkins has threatened legal action. No, I didn't threaten. What I said was, and was, again, I was misquoted, the fact that I do believe there's a court challenge if legislation is passed to end the program. And I do believe, and again, I'm not an attorney, but I do believe there's a challenge there that I don't think the legislature can take away the authority of a duly elected sheriff who is a constitutional state office from entering into a program to protect his or her county. I just don't think you can do it.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I would agree with you on that. And I also would agree on the supremacy clause that's in the Constitution, that the federal government certainly has every right to enforce immigration. Here's my next question is, I've been doing this a long time, you have as well, I've seen sheriffs and local law enforcement working with FBI, ATFE, DEA, I've seen you working with your federal partners repeatedly in all sorts of criminal investigations and pursuing criminals. What's the difference here?
Absolutely no difference. I make that point every single day that, again, every day of the week, every day of the year, we work with the FBI, we work with the Secret Service, joint investigations, MOUs working together, agreements on paper that we work together, that we cooperate. It makes a more effective law enforcement in a jurisdiction.
So when you see, and of course, I think Frederick County might be the oldest in Maryland with 287G, maybe in the country for that matter.
We are, Sean. Actually, I've been told that we are the longest standing 287G program of any sheriff's office in the United States. I'm very proud of that. We've become the model program because we do it the right way. We do it the effective way.
So when Governor Moore says that his priority is public safety, he says public safety is priority number one. How does that jive with allowing local law enforcement, or not allowing them to participate with detainers with ICE? And you're taking criminal illegal aliens and you're putting them right back out on the streets to go back into the communities that they have been predators in.
It doesn't square at all. It really doesn't. And again, the logic is just not there. When you look at what the governor says, you look at what the legislature's saying, because I really don't believe that, that crime is a priority for them. I just know this. I know of all the jurisdictions in Maryland, Frederick County is the safest by far. I call it the land of pleasant living every day. We don't have near the problem, the violent crime that surrounding jurisdictions have. And I think in part, not totally, but in part, it's due to our participation with ICE and 287G. Because I can sit here and I can look at stats and I can tell you we have removed about 1,881 criminals from this community, from this county, by the simple fact we don't release them back onto the street. We turn them over to ICE, and they're eventually removed or deported.
All right, more with Sheriff Chuck Jenkins, Frederick County, on the 287G program in just a moment. Let's get a call up today with a rush hour traffic update. Once again, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
We're towards Annapolis, I-97 southbound right here at Route 32, and that morning slowdown is just beginning right there. As you move down from there towards 178, the pace is good, and then we're clear at 50 at I-97. Really no problems at all right now at the Bay Bridge through the area around Oceanic Drive coming over to the Severn River Bridge. The earlier problems on the BW Parkway pretty much gone. Just the normal delays right now through there. JFX is still clear, but building south of Ruxton Road and the Beltway, of course, all the normal delays there on 695. We're in the neighborhood of about a 15-minute delay or so. Heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, mild today. Upper 40s for the high. Right now it's 29 in downtown Baltimore, 30 in Millersville. On our newsmaker hotline, Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins is with us talking about, again, this bill came up last year. It's going to come up this year again on January 14th when the session starts to ban local law enforcement for working with 287G program. That is the federal program that helps the local law enforcement detain criminal illegal aliens for ICE so they can be picked up and then processed. My question to you, Sheriff, is at what point after you've made an arrest do you determine the immigration status, if at all, of a person who has been arrested or detained?
So every individual that's arrested, placed in handcuffs, brought into our jail, booked and charged with the local crime, is asked a series of questions. And two of those questions are, where were you born, what country, and what country are you a citizen of? And any answer other than the United States keys an investigation into their immigration status. We have access to all the databases, all the systems and networks provided by ICE that we can basically go to and find that information about the individual. Now, most people are very honest with us because they know the consequences of not being honest are far worse than just telling us up front they're in the country illegally. So our correctional officers are specially trained to do this. They prepare the paperwork, the detainers. They ask the questions. They put the files together. And once they determine someone actually is in this country illegally, the paperwork is prepared, turned over to ICE for review, and then eventually that detainer sets, and that person, once the case is adjudicated, then that detainer still exists, and that person eventually then is turned over to ICE. So every individual, and this is really important, every person that comes into that jail is asked the same series of questions. It's not discriminatory, it's not profiling, it's nothing but determining where you're from and what country you're a citizen of, which is important.
Yeah, and profiling has been one of the criticisms that has been levied against you and others who are participating. The other is cause. There are many all of a sudden have found their love of taxpayer dollars and trying to protect them, but they're arguing this costs way too much money, takes officers off the streets when they should be out there patrolling the streets of Frederick County.
Forget it, because law enforcement officers are not out there doing this. This is in our jails. The cost of the program, let me throw this out there so the listeners can hear this. We were audited. The program was audited back in 2017 because I was accused of spending too much county taxpayer money. When it all shook out, when the audit was done, it was proven that the cost of the program to the local taxpayer was 0.1% of our detention center staffing budget. 0.1%. I would argue that my people will spend that much time today on coffee breaks, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Let me ask your listeners this. Think about it. Which of these criminals do I decide to release back onto the street? The ones who were convicted of attempted murder, about armed robbery, Now, how about the ones who rape children, rape women? How about the 131-some-odd gang members that, we have removed from this county? Which ones do you want released? Which
one? And we're watching the gang activity increase in the state of Maryland, whether it's TDA or MS-13. You once told us that, this was years ago, there were over 60 different gangs. I'm sure that number has increased now.
It has, but you know what, Sean? They're relatively quiet here. They exist in Frederick County. But again, this program has created a virtual fence around this county that we don't see the crime, the problems that we do 10 miles down the road in Montgomery County.
What about the 287G? Let's say it does pass, because anything is possible with the Democrat supermajority down in the General Insane Asylum. And it passes. Do you think there's a real distinct possibility that federal funding would be yanked from the state?
I absolutely do. I think this administration is not playing around. They've said, if you mess around with this program, they're going to cut off the funding, cut off the water, and they very well may. Here's the other thing you really need to understand. In Frederick County, because of our program, we don't have large ICE operations. We don't have ICE raids. We don't have that. We don't see what we're seeing in other major jurisdictions. Let me throw this out to you. This is very interesting. So about 6 or 7 weeks into this new administration, I received a call from the state director of ICE operations in the state of Maryland. And he told me, he said, Sheriff Jenkins, he said, I wanted to let you know we put together our first list of 65 priority criminal targets in the Western Maryland region. Western Maryland is Frederick, Washington, Allegheny, and Garrett counties,
right,
with Frederick being the most populous, right? He said, how many of these criminals, these targeted criminals, do you think are in Frederick County? I had no idea. He said, two. Only two, because of what you've done, what your agency has done over 18 years in removing criminals. We're only looking at two potential targets in your county. How good is that?
Yeah, it's incredible. And then here in the Baltimore Metro in Harford County, in the last couple of years, we've had two women brutally murdered by illegal aliens.
Absolutely. What a shame. What a shame. And listen, this is all about, in my view, in my mind, about saving this country, about keeping Americans becoming victims. That's what it is.
Yeah, they're absolutely right. Sheriff, thanks again for spending time with us. You have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You too, sir. Thank you.
All right. That's Sheriff Chuck Jenkins of Frederick County. You're listening to Casey and Company. It's 720.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company. 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Hanukkah, 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 Hanukkah.
7:23, traffic, weather, and threes. Once again, Latka Johnson is joining us now. And
Latka Gravis.
That's right.
Taxi.
All right, Chuck, how we looking?
Capitol Beltway, the report of an accident on the outer loop now, New Hampshire Avenue. You can't really tell because that's all the normal backup there anyway. So right in that backup, as you're coming up from 95, you start up the hill towards New Hampshire Avenue and eventually over to Route 29. There's a minor wreck in that backup. It's adding to it. 95 on the south end, just a little bit slow around the bridge at Cherry Hill Road. Just looked at the JFX. So far, so good. Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. Beltway with all the normal delays. Parkville side, Interloop at Green Spring. The west side has been just about normal. 795 working its way south. Yeah, now it's pretty solid right here at 795. It goes all the way down to Frederick Road, and then it gets much better towards the ramps at Wilkins Avenue. About 15 to 20 minute delays, maybe a little bit longer. Heavy traffic south. We're moving traffic, but we're backed up with those delays south on 895 and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, mild upper 40s for the high tonight, back down to the upper 20s, and then we get even warmer tomorrow with a chance of rain tomorrow afternoon. Right now, clear 29 in Columbia. It is 28 in Owings Mills. Coming up right after the 7:30 news, the Vanity Fair hit piece on Susie Wiles, and we'll hear from the president and Caroline Leavitt, as well as Vice President Vance, defending the chief of staff. But right now, it is time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
So the president will address the nation tonight at 9 p.m. in a nationwide televised and radio broadcast address. We will carry that address live for you here on WCBM at 9 o'clock. The content of the speech is going to focus on affordability, the president's economic achievements, and other achievements, including the border, national security, and peace deals, and the tariff revenue as well. And we're going to get a preview, a glimpse of a new policy that's going to be announced for 2026. We don't know what that is as of yet, according to Caroline Leavitt. But that is, you know, that's what's coming. That's what's in store right now. President also ordered a total blockade on all sanctioned oil tankers going to and from Venezuela, ratcheting up the pressure on Nicolas Maduro to resign or to leave the country and return into the hands of democracy-loving people. The president is on his way to Dover today, Dover, Delaware, to greet the remains of two U.S. soldiers killed in Syria, what is called the dignified transfer ceremony. They are Sergeant Edgar Brian Torres Tovar of Des Moines, Iowa, and Sergeant William Nathaniel Howard, also of Iowa, were killed Saturday while supporting Operation Inherent Resolve. The Army said that incident remains under investigation. As to the terrorist attacks in Australia and what may be at Brown University, the president weighed in on that.
We're joined in mourning all of those who were killed, and we're praying for the swift recovery of the wounded. Some are very horrifically wounded, as you probably know. All nations must stand together against the evil forces of radical Islamic terrorism, and we're doing that.
Also, J.D. Vance taking on a tour of affordability crisis, talking about the president's policies. And he says the reason why, housing costs are so high is as a result of the Biden regime.
If you go back to the 4 years of the Biden administration, why did housing get so expensive, double in price during the Biden administration? It's because Joe Biden let in 20 million illegal immigrants who took homes that ought by right go to American citizens and to the people of this great state.
Indeed, they have. And also as to the good news on jobs and wages coming out in recent days. I mean, the economy is still in the process of recovering, in the process of being repaired by the horrific damage caused by Chairman Joe.
Under this president, my friends, we are building again. We are investing in the United States of America again. You heard our Secretary of Labor talk about it. 61,000 jobs added in the month of November, and that's not all. We saw private sector wage growth grow at a rate of 4.2%.
Also, according to emails obtained by John Solomon at Just the News, the FBI did not believe it had probable cause to raid Mar-a-Lago in 2022, but descended on Trump's Florida state amid pressure from the Biden's corrupt Justice Department. So the FBI said, we can't do it, no probable cause. Biden and Merrick Garland said, do it anyway. That is a major no-no. President Trump weighed in on the fact that Colorado will not release the Gold Star mom, Tina Peters.
Colorado, the poorly run state of Colorado with a governor who's incompetent. And frankly, with a governor that won't allow our wonderful Tina to come out of a jail, in a high-intensity jail, because she caught people cheating on an election and they said she was cheating. She wasn't cheating. She went over, she looked at one of the election scams going on. And because she did that, they put her in jail for 9 years. The governor of Colorado is a weak and pathetic man who was run by Tren de Aragua. The criminals from Venezuela took over sections of Colorado. And he was afraid to do anything. But he puts Tina in jail for 9 years because she caught people cheating.
That's the way it went down, 332 days in the new golden age. My good friends, Mayor and Mayor of Town Appliance, wanted me to remind you this is a great time of year to shop for your single appliance or to upgrade your entire kitchen. Over 70 different brands on display at their stunning showroom. And again, five-star gold star service. They've got incredible service. They're very competitive on pricing. And best of all, they want you as a customer for life. So stop by and see them. That's Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Tell them I sent you for all your appliances. Needs. 7:30, let's get some news headlines once again with the update. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Anthony Brown and a coalition of 34 attorneys general have reached a settlement with Hyundai and Kia for selling vehicles lacking industry standard anti-theft technology. The coalition says that failure resulted in an epidemic of car thefts and joyriding that continues to threaten public safety. As part of the settlement, the automakers will provide free ignition cylinder protectors, equip all future vehicles sold in the U.S. with standard anti-theft technology, and pay up to $4.5 million in restitution to owners whose cars were damaged by thieves. City police have arrested a suspect for an attempted murder in East Baltimore. The December 7th shooting happened in the 1900 block of North Patterson Park Avenue, and police arrested Darrell Langley without incident in the 2800 block of the Alameda. Langley had been taken to central booking and charged with attempted first-degree murder. The victim was shot in the leg and taken to a hospital in stable condition. A York, Pennsylvania man has been sentenced to 15 years in federal prison for the sexual exploitation of a child in Maryland. 32-year-old David Fulton traveled with friends and family to Great Wolf Lodge in Elkton, and while a 7-year-old girl was sleeping, he used his phone to take pictures of her genitals. During a search of the Fulton's home, law enforcement seized several devices and found the picture of the girl and multiple child sex abuse images. After prison, Fulton will be on 20 years of supervised release, and he must register as a sex offender for life. An investigation is underway after a police-involved shooting in West Baltimore. The shooting happened at around 8 p.m. in the 1300 block of Division Street. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Wreck on the Capitol Beltway was minor. It's on the shoulder now. Outer loop of New Hampshire Avenue going into Montgomery County. So it's only adding to the heavy traffic there. We're looking live now at 95 northbound in Harford County. 76-mile marker at Route 24. The contractor works during the rush hour. They block a lane during the rush hour, which is always wonderful. And it keeps us slow northbound. So a little bit backed up there. Gets better as you move after that scene and up to Bell Camp and eventually up to the Tidings Bridge. 20-minute delays at least southbound going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast turning mostly cloudy and much milder today with highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy with a chill tonight as lows fall back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
35 Sports Report is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Good morning, sports fans. This is Jack Gilden sitting in for the incomparable Gary Stein. The big question by Baltimore sports fans this morning, are the Ravens ready to turn things around? It's a fair question. They're coming off their best and most complete performance of the year last Sunday. In the nearly zero-degree temperatures of Cincinnati, the Ravens' defense yielded almost exactly 0 points. They look so much like the rough-and-tumble Ravens of old, I was squinting my eyes to see if the goose was out there. Even better news than the D, offensive coordinator Todd Monken seems to have discovered the rushing game. Lamar Jackson ran and hustled down the field with his old burst, and Derrick Henry rumbled in huge chunks. So what's the formula to get to the postseason and make some noise? Keep playing that defense, and for gosh sakes, Todd, keep running that football. With America in a deep freeze, Henry's bone-crunching, blunt force, bashing style will open up everything the Ravens want to do and would be the key to a brand new season. It's a recipe that's only worked for 100 years. And now, from the hard hitters to the guys who bang those boards. Last night, Towson U coach Pat Scarry's men traveled all the way from North Baltimore out to the Prairie Land to face the 17th-ranked Kansas Jayhawks. That was a terrible idea. Those Hawks swooped on the Tigers and sent them back to York Road with their tails between their legs. It was a 24-point spanking, a 73-49 loss. If you're from the East, maybe it's better not to go out anywhere near where the wind bent wheat is. And in basketball, played by the really rich guys, the Knicks defeated the Spurs last night to take home the coveted NBA Cup. New York won it, despite not even leading for a single minute in the second or third quarters. Needless to say, they really whooped up in that fourth one, though. The time now is 7:36. When we return, would you freeze your butt off to watch football at the stadium, or would you rather do it in your own living room?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
So what do you say? We're men of a certain maturity. Would you cart yourself out there in this weather to sit in for 3 hours and watch the game?
Yeah, I've done it. I've done it repeat. I don't mind it at all. I think,
done it, but you've done it recently?
in this cold weather, not recently, but I've done it probably about 5 years ago. I did it.
Yeah,
I mean, but you look, you just layer up and you'll be fine.
I was out there for the playoffs, I guess last year, or the year before, I can't remember which. I thought I was sitting not in a chair, but on the embalmer's table. I think I've gotten to the point where I'm just too old to sit out in that anymore.
Yeah, well, I used to have I used to take my dad to a lot of games, and he couldn't take the cold at some point either. And just, you know, but I think, does it count if you have club seats? That's the question.
No.
Yeah.
No,
so
it does not count.
It does not count if you have club seats. Okay.
But it counts if you're a wussy like me.
All right. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it. 7:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And you're listening to KCN Company. And I don't know why the Trump administration does this, or people within the Trump administration will sit down and talk with authors who write books, and I'm sure they promise them they're going to get a fair shake, but we all know how it turns out. It's always the same. I've said this for years. Now, Trump can handle himself in any way, shape, or form, but you don't want people inside the ring, if you will, to be sitting down with, oh, I don't know, Vanity Fair, New York Times, Maggie Halberman. There are certain people you know you're not going to get a fair shake. And maybe they do that because they're creating an issue. I don't know. But Chief of Staff Susie Wiles, who the president is very complimentary of, says he wouldn't be able to win without her strategy in 2024. She apparently sat down in a piece with Vanity Fair. And she said that after conducting the interview, Wiles allegedly described Trump as having an alcoholic's personality. Yes, she supposedly compared her boss to a drunkard when he's never had a sip of alcohol in his life. So, poor choice of words, if she indeed said it. Wait, there's more. Vanity Fair claims she went on a reportedly called the brilliant J.D. Vance a conspiracy theorist for more than a decade, who converted to Trumpism based on pure politics rather than his principles. She eventually essentially calling Trump a sucker, and if that's an accurate quote, which I don't think it is. Vanity Fair then says Wiles continued to burn the House down by calling White House Budget Director Russell Vogt a right-wing zealot, Elon Musk a drug addict. She slammed A.G. Bondi for mishandling the Epstein files, which I think actually is fair criticism. She also ripped Secretary of State Marco Rubio, calling him a custodian. And Elon Musk for shuttering of maybe the most corrupt government agency, USAID. So there's a lot of stuff. So she now is saying that this was a disingenuously framed hit piece that she was taken out of context. But then again, she's a smart woman. What did you expect from Vanity Fair? So here we go to the talking head shows. Caroline Leavitt first to respond and defend Susie Wiles.
What happened? What went wrong?
Well, look, I would just echo my boss, Susie Wiles, who is the best chief of staff in our nation's history, working for the greatest president in our nation's history, and that this was, unfortunately, another attempt at fake news by a reporter who was acting disingenuously and really did take the chief's words out of context. But I think most importantly, the bias of omission was ever present throughout this story. The reporter omitted all of the positive things that Susie and our team said about the president and the inner workings of the White House. And as Susie said today, it's deeply unfortunate that happened, but it won't distract us from making America great again. And President Trump has been such a productive president and has accomplished more in 11 months than most presidents do in 8 years because of his vision and his tenacity, which is executed on and facilitated by our great White House Chief of Staff, Susie Wiles, whom I'm very proud of to call a boss and a mentor and a friend.
All right, so there is defense number one. Defense number two comes from the Vice President, J.D. Vance, who was asked about it during one of his affordability crisis speeches.
And that is the interviews that White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles gave to Vanity Fair, in which she's quoted as referring to you as, excuse me, and again, not my words, sir, but a conspiracy theorist of a decade, and described your transformation from someone who once opposed President Trump to now his vice president as an act of political expediency. And I'd like to give you the chance to respond to that, sir.
Well, first of all, if Susie, as I'll trust what you said. I haven't looked at the article. I, of course, have heard about it. But conspiracy theorist, sometimes I am a conspiracy theorist, but I only believe in the conspiracy theories that are true.
Yeah.
And by the way, Susie and I have joked in private and in public about that for a long time. For example, I believed in the crazy conspiracy theory back in 2020 that it was stupid to mask three-year-olds at the height of the COVID pandemic, that we should actually let them develop some language skills You know, I believed in this crazy conspiracy theory that the media and the government were covering up the fact that Joe Biden was clearly unable to do the job. And I believed in the conspiracy theory that Joe Biden was trying to throw his political opponents in jail rather than win an argument against his political opponents. So, at least on some of these conspiracy theories, it turns out that a conspiracy theory is just something that was true 6 months before the media admitted it.
Bingo. So a great response by J.D. Vance. Coming up, we'll hear the president's response on the Susie Wiles hit piece. But stop sitting down with these far left-wing publications. It's not going to get you anywhere. You're smarter than that. Come on. 743, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update. By the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, give us a call right now. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Got some WCBM merch to give you. Right now, we've got Whiskey Nuts with the update on Wednesday morning rush hour.
Sounds like an awful problem. I'll accept the nomination for the time being.
I hope you feel better.
Oh, yeah, I got some salve on it, so it'll be all right.
But Madge, you're soaking in it.
Yeah, well. Ow! It's like sitting next to your brother, Madge. Madge was all right, I guess. Brought to you, never mind. Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The Interloop now a little slow coming up from Frederick Road, getting up towards the construction area. They always tend to slow a little bit coming up here to the ramps at I-70, and then from there up to Liberty Road. That area of the Beltway has no shoulder available in that construction zone, so that slows us up. The Outer Loop, 795 down through Frederick Road, the Interloop to Pikesville, over to the JFX, and then the Outer Loop is Hartford Road around towards Providence Road. And now the morning buildup, so the heavier traffic now, JFX, Ruxton Road, southbound through the city-county line. We're still about 20-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. There's a new minor wreck in Bel Air right at the top of the hill at Route 1 at Tollgate Road. It's time to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Stop by, let Bernie check everything for you. The antifreeze, your tires, belts, hoses, definitely the thermostats. Get it all done at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Mostly cloudy day today. Mild, upper 40s tonight. Upper 20s for the low. Tomorrow, dry and mild. Heavy rain maybe tomorrow afternoon into Friday morning. Again, mid-50s. And then the rain coming through will cool things down a bit for the weekend, and we'll be in the 40s. Right now, cloudy, 32 in Annapolis. It's 30 in Ellicott City. It is time, once again, to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Today, we've got WCBM merchandise up for grabs, and all you have to do is be the first correct caller to pick the fake news, all right? So there you have it. We're getting our contestant screened as we speak. So Maggie is sharpening her skills right now.
That's going to take a lot of sharpening.
Yeah, again,
that big knife.
She's her eyes are closed. She's grimacing. She's muscling her brain power.
She hurts.
That or she needs some KO Pectate or something.
Oh, it's nice. They need new white lines on Reisterstown Road, so go out there and handle that.
Oh, so not the contestant? Okay, we do not have a contestant. All right, so this is just for the panel here today.
What's going on with these contestants?
You know,
they're frightened by our expertise.
Yeah, they might be, or it might be the. Never mind. I should behave.
Got to step up the merch.
Yeah. I think that bingo. Yeah.
Santa Claus is watching you. He's everywhere.
We're not in charge of the prize closet, folks. Just
who is?
Just saying. I don't want to name names.
I'll find out.
That could cause a
Mr. Salty,
a ugly crowd together.
Why do you think it's going to get any better news now?
All right, let's see, Chuck. You want to go first, second, or third?
I'll go first today.
You go first today. Okay, Chuck will go first today. Story one: the liberal Washington Post editorial board is criticizing a Democrat mayor? According to the latest editorial board, Mayor Brandon Johnson of Chicago is being criticized for unfunded liabilities in the city's pension program. And they write, Chicago has lost its mind. Story two, Cincinnati, known as the Queen City, is now the city council has passed a bill to change the name to the Drag Queen City for Pride Month in June of next year. The entire city will be decked out in rainbow colors, and yes, they'll feature a drag queen parade.
Oh.
And story three, a woman in California was hoping to get some answers after she says a Amazon driver delivering packages didn't steal her packages, but stole her cat while he was dropping off a package. No comment yet from Amazon as to the stolen feline. All right, story one, Washington Post criticizing Democrat Mayor Brandon Johnson. Story two, Cincinnati, the drag queen city for Pride Month. Or story three, woman says Amazon driver left a package but stole her cat. Chuck.
Well, I think two would be a traffic nightmare, and a lot of people would probably get rear-ended, so I'll say two.
All right. Chuck goes for story number two with great editorial response. Kristen.
Well, I think the Washington Post editorial, I think that sounds like a liberal criticism, so I can see that being true. And number three with the Amazon story, that could have, did he actively steal the cat, or did the cat, like, jump in the truck while the door was open and maybe the delivery driver didn't notice? So that could have happened by accident. I think I'm going to agree with number two.
Kristen goes for two. Maggie?
I'm going with number two as well.
Maggie goes, as always.
I'm going with the crowd.
All right. Nobody votes for story number one. That is a true story. Yeah, he's probably not liberal enough.
Right. You
know? Story two, the drag queen city in Cincinnati next June. Yeah, that's our fake news story of the day.
All right.
Yeah. Wasn't that far off. Did somebody find it?
Don't know. I guess they're trying to track it down. But yeah, he took the cat. Just I guess he liked the cat, wanted the cat, and took it. I guess people, some of these drivers don't realize there are ring cameras that and others that people can see you when you're dropping stuff off on the front porch. Heretofore, you think porch pirate was bad. This is even worse.
Kitty pirate.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Thank you very much for that. The kitty pirate.
No comment.
Thank you, man. Yes. I think we should stop right now.
I'm going away now.
President Trump weighing in on Susie Wiles, saying that, no, she meant that I don't drink alcohol, so everybody knows that. I've often said that if I did, I'd have a very good chance of being an alcoholic. I've said that many times about myself. I do. It's a very possessive personality. I've said that many times about myself. I'm fortunate. I'm not a drinker. If I did, I could very well, because I've said, what's the word? Not possessive. I'm possessive and addictive type personality. Well, I've said it many, many times before. As to the article, he says, I didn't read it, but I don't read Vanity Fair. But she, meaning Susie Wiles, has done a fantastic job. I think from what I hear, the facts were wrong, and it was a very misguided interview, or purposely misguided, end of quote. Yeah, so, you know, why let her sit down with Vanity Fair? It's just, you know, another momentary distraction that just feeds into this, you know, this whole, like, the Trump administration is unraveling, the MAGA war, the Keystone Cash are now calling him because he's releasing pictures and suspects. For the first 10 months, things were going gangbusters. Now, all of a sudden, they hit a couple of stumbling blocks. It's time to right the ship. And maybe the president will do that tonight with his nationwide address, which can be heard right here on WCBM. Vinny Steele is your Homesold Guaranteed Realty Company, and Vinny has got a database of nearly 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. And these buyers, because even before it hits the open market or MLS, so that's the reason why so many people that list with Vinny end up selling their home within hours, sometimes, you know, a day or two. Your home does not languish in the market for weeks and certainly not months. So call Vinny today. He'll come out, or one of his agents. You'll sit down, discuss staging, asking price, time frame, all of the above. And once you agree on asking price and time frame, you sign the contract, your home is sold. It's guaranteed. It's either a guarantee somebody else is going to buy it, or Vinny will buy it if it doesn't sell for that time, for that price in that time frame. So call Vinny right now today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515, and tell him I told you to call.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third-generation, family-owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no-sense roofing and construction work. No subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update on morning rush hour is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
50 westbound is a little bit slow right here, passing Ritchie Highway to the Severn River Bridge and then over towards Rogue Boulevard. The pace is much better, so it's only a speed reduction right now through there. The main span of the bridge itself is clear. I-97 southbound, all the morning backups right there. All that merge comes together from Route 3, Route 32, and then I-97. And we slow down to the bridge at 178, but after that we're clear all the way down to the merge at Route 50. Keep in mind, if you're in Harford County on 95 northbound, construction underway. They block a lane during the rush hour. Northbound 95, exit 76 at Route 24. There is some slowing through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, mild, upper 40s for the high today as we head into the weekend. Maybe some rain tomorrow afternoon into Friday morning. Right now, cloudy 30 in the city. It's 30 in Pasadena. Let's take a phone call here from Mike in Govins. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Sean. How are you, buddy?
I'm A-OK, sir. How are you during this special holiday season?
Doing okay.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Anyway, listen, real quickly, I wanted to call in, and this is from your token liberal that calls every once in a while.
Right.
To thank that sheriff and just to put the word out. I know there's times where police might go a little bit overboard, but we owe our lives to these men and women that daily put on a uniform that say, we will stand between you and crime. We will stand between you and perpetrators who want to do you harm and keep us safe. I just, and again, that's from your token liberal.
Yep.
But
well, because
no greater service.
Because you're a common sense guy, Mike, and again, and I think that I couldn't have said it better. It's well stated. So, thanks so much. I'm sure Sheriff Jenkins appreciates that. I think all law enforcement appreciates. You're right. Every once in a while, you get a bad apple. Somebody goes too far or excessive, and they should be held accountable. But the vast majority of these people that put on uniforms, that run into burning buildings, we owe our very safety and our lives to them. So, thanks so much. You have a Merry Christmas.
Take care.
All right. 7:56, a bill proposed by Mayor Scott and supported by Land Use Committee Chairman Ryan Dorsey has been criticized for its potential impact on black neighborhoods. During a hearing on December 1st, Dorsey spoke for 12 minutes in support of the bill, while people who gathered to testify against it were given 2 minutes. So this is where... This is what happens when you've got a supermajority, when there's not a single Republican on the city council or elected official in Baltimore. When you have a supermajority, it's brazen. It's arrogance. It's they can do whatever they want. And the city residents reacted.
Bill is another experiment being run on the backs of black neighborhoods.
This unnecessary bill that will injure most of the people in Baltimore
Thank
City.
Thank you, Ms. Bass.
Imagine, you know, the residents had gathered. They wanted, because they went virtually or there wasn't enough room in the council chambers, they wanted to testify, but that was not allowed.
People asked over and over
told them we're disabled, some of us, and repeatedly they told us, no, we would not be allowed to testify. It was one of the most unfair exercises I've seen in a long time.
Several of the Democrats on the council, again, protested themselves, and one, Councilman James Torrance, said, hey, let's slow this thing down, and let's move this into another committee, because obviously they're not comfortable with Ryan Dorsey chairing this committee.
I agree. We need to slow down. We need to do more studies.
Given the most recent zoning legislation, I am respectfully requesting, as has hit your inbox recently, that all zoning bills be transferred to the Housing and Community and Economic Development Committee.
Yeah, at least they'll get a fair hearing in that committee. Not this committee chaired by Ryan Dorsey, who's trying to ram through Brandon Scott's land grab. Surprisingly, here's a city voter, and I guess now it's just dawning on her that there's nothing very democratic about this in Baltimore City.
We are a democratic city. This is not how Democrats treat one another. And they make us feel like we don't have a place in Baltimore.
But we are closing public testimony on this bill as of today. Thank you.
Yeah, 2 minutes. That's all they got. 2 minutes. He spoke for 12. They got two. And it's like, remember, you'll own nothing and be happy. 7:58. We'll talk about the law office of Michael A. Friedman. Michael and his firm, they just do an incredible job. I can tell you right now, they've helped immediate members of my family involved in personal injury. And certainly WCBM family here and others. So it's just, and then listeners as well. So the number of testimonials I get from people that have utilized Michael and his firm over the years, and Stephen, one of the all-time great guys. Rachel, of course, his wife, also wonderful what she does, excellent litigator. So they help people that have been seriously injured in serious automobile accidents and personal injuries in the workplace or elsewhere, and they put your recovery priority number one. And that's it. That's the driving, theme at the law firm, is that you get better. You recover. You get back to family, back to your job, or back to running your business. So hopefully you never need them, but they're there if you do. Don't forget their website. It's a great place to start, maflaw.com. That's maflaw.com. Download the list of things to remember if you're involved in an automobile accident, and also the Personal Injury Assistant app, which would assist you in your claim as well. Stay with us here on Casey & Company. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Taking a glance in the rearview mirror and looking down the road ahead, President Trump, he's preparing to deliver a year-end speech to the American people.
Previewing tonight's address from the White House, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said it's going to be a really good speech.
He's going to talk a lot about the accomplishments over the past 11 months, all that he's done to bring our country back to greatness.
She said he'll also discuss his plans for the next 3 years. The president wrote on social media that it's been a great year for our country, and he said the best is yet to come. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Taking his pressure campaign against Venezuela's dictator to the next level, the president has ordered a blockade of sanctioned oil tankers into and out of Venezuela. President Trump accuses the Maduro regime of using oil to fund drug trafficking and other crimes. About a dozen GOP lawmakers, they are in competitive districts, are upset with House Speaker Mike Johnson. Johnson says the House will not vote to extend Obamacare enhanced subsidies that the Democrats had set up to expire in 2 weeks.
We looked for a way to try to allow for that pressure release valve, and it just was not to be. We worked on it all the way through the weekend, in fact, and in the end, there was not an agreement wasn't made. Now, everybody was at the table in good faith, and I certainly appreciate the views and the opinions of every member of this conference.
Some Republicans argue for a free market solution to rising health care costs instead of more taxpayer funding. First-degree murder charges, two of them, will be brought against Nick Reiner in the deaths of his parents. The 32-year-old may make his first court appearance later in the day today. First funerals have been held for victims of the Bondi Beach massacre in Australia. 15 people killed in the attack by the father and son gunmen. Dow futures up 106 points. The Nasdaq futures are ahead 114. More on these stories, townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
8:95 on the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway is backed up to Pulaski Highway. There's a report there might be an accident a little further down around the Lombard Street area, but there's a vehicle also stopped right here on the shoulder at Pulaski Highway. So they're looking at it. We're not quite back to Moravia Road, but from there into the Old Harbor Tunnel, 20 to 25 minute delay. 95 is backed up to Moravia Road coming south from the city county line. All of that eventually will go through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and again about 25 minutes as you're moving south. All the typical ride on the Beltway, including the interloop slowing at Route 40 West up to I-70. JFX is actually a little better right now between Ruxton Road and the city county line. Construction delays in Harford County. Contractor works during the rush hour northbound 95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, turning mostly cloudy and much milder today with highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy with a chill tonight as lows fall back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
30 degrees in Edgemere and 30 in Joppatown at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. State lawmakers have overridden Governor Westmore's veto of a bill to create the Maryland Reparations Commission. The commission will study compensation for slavery and racial discrimination in the state. When the governor vetoed the measure earlier this year, he said the state has already formed several commissions to study the issues, and the focus should be on action, not more studies. The Legislative Black Caucus of Maryland is applauding the General Assembly for the veto override. And Mayor Brandon Scott and City State's Attorney Ivan Bates are expected to meet today for the first time since Bates said his office would be cutting ties with Monzi. And one woman is dead and four men are injured after a mass shooting on Bel Air Road. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 448, the pick four, 4165. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
8:05 Sports Report, brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Good morning, sports fans. This is Jack Gilden sitting in for Gary Stein. Well, it's about 20 degrees out there right now, the perfect temperature to gather around baseball's hot stove. So let's throw a little cordwood on the fire and discuss what's next for the Orioles. In the last few months, team president Mike Elias has shown us some of the same old from him. He's traded players for prospects,
and bargain basement veterans, the kind we know all too well around here, the unmemorable low price tag, high upside guys. But to be fair to him, and after 7 years without a single postseason victory, that's hard to do, Elias has also shown us something new this winter and signed Pete Alonso, the Orioles' biggest free agent since who? Rafi Palmeiro? But what about the pitching? In all this time here, Elias hasn't drafted many highly rated pitchers with as many picks. And although he claims to be in the midst of a spending spree, he's yet to land a top starter so far this year, with Christmas only a few days away. Could an elite arm be on Santa's sleigh when it flies into Baltimore? Here are some of the names who've been linked to the Orioles. Ranger Suarez of the Phillies, Framber Valdez of the Astros, the Padres' Michael King, and Miami's Edward Cabrera. The Miami Dolphins know a thing or two about throwing arms, or at least you would think so. Right now, Miami coach Mike McDaniels is considering the unthinkable, benching the star quarterback Tua. The one-time franchise leader, Tua has become an interception machine, leading the league in that category. So will Coach McDaniels really give his protege the seat? Everything's on the table, he said. Everything except McDaniels himself, he may be soon out the door. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Love to hear from you. Got a lot of folks weighing in this morning, so hopefully share some of that with you in just a second. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at that mass shooting, Blair Road, and Blair Edison, rather. And by the way, Mayor Scott and Ivan Bates are meeting today. Would you like to be a fly on that wall? Almost like the Candace Owens, Erica Kirk meeting. Target employee berated because she was wearing a Charlie Kirk shirt. We've got the audio. And boy, is it this activist nurse is a piece of work. Top story here today is something is in the water in Baltimore County. You got a bunch of people running for county executive, Julian Jones. You've got Easy Patoka. Now you got this Nick Stewart. And all of them just one illegals. Just crawling all over the place. You got Nick Stewart out there making videos telling people how to know your rights, how to avoid ICE, how to avoid being detained and then deported and so on and so forth. And that would be interfering with a federal official's job, I would think. But he wants to be your Baltimore County executive. Then there's Izzy Patoka. Izzy Patoka has introduced two bills. One bill. Well, I would think we would already be covered by it, but it would prevent county employees, departments, or agents from discriminating against people based on their citizenship, nationality, or immigration status. It would also ensure that immigration information remained confidential. Based on that bill, Baltimore County PD could participate in task forces involving immigration enforcement only if the focus was on criminal activity, not civil immigration enforcement. It's a felony. Well, let's put it this way. It's a misdemeanor if you cross into the country illegally. It is a felony if you do it twice. It is also a felony if you commit a crime while you're in the country illegally. So he doesn't want people that have violated our laws, broken into our country, broken into our county. He doesn't want them to be deported or held accountable. Typical pandering Democrat. He says he doesn't like ICE's behavior.
I think it's in response to, one, the way ICE behaves in terms of when they engage in a jurisdiction. And also we're trying to ensure to limit our county agencies' activities with ICE.
These are duly sworn law enforcement officers that are doing their jobs. At great peril, by the way, I might add. An illegal alien violently attacked an ICE agent. Now, recently just got 20 years for that attack. So they're not out there trying to harass and harangue people. They're out there doing their jobs, is he? And apparently you don't know that. And now another myth is that these illegals aren't getting due process.
We've had a significant increase in creating fear in our communities, and we've had a significant decrease in due process. And so there's choices elected officials can make. We could sit by and watch and stay on the sidelines, or we can engage to take action.
So does this bill prevent local cooperation with ICE?
We are following federal law that trumps the things that we can do, but we are not engaging in civil issues that ICE is trying to address.
Imagine if there's a suspect at large in Baltimore County, and you had guys like Izzy Patoka saying, "Yeah, we don't want the FBI or the DEA or the ATF or anybody else from the federal government pursuing a dangerous criminal in the county because you know we don't agree with the premise." All right, there's more coming up. This is just a lack of all of total leadership at the county level. We'll talk about it in just a second. It's 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, once again, Old Whiskey Nuts is back.
I think I just spotted something here on the interloop. It looks like there's some flashing lights right after Route 40. I can't tell if he's still moving. It looks like he's coming up the interloop towards the bridge at Crosby Road. So the camera's really shaking right there at I-70. So we'll try to see where he's going. But you'll see those flashing lights in your mirror as you're traveling north from Route 40 and then up towards I-70 on the interloop. We'll try to track that down. Could be a problem up ahead. The outer loop is still 795 to Frederick Road. The interloop slowing through Pikesville to the JFX, the Parkville side. JFX is busy again as you're moving south from Ruxton Road down through the area at the city-county line and through there. And in the meantime, both the Harbor Tunnels still looking at delays in the backup on 895. There had been a report of an accident for the traffic right around Pulaski Highway. A couple of vehicles on the shoulder there. 95 is still slow at Moravia Road, 25 minutes from there, going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And the construction, the contractor works during the rush hour at limited lanes, northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, mild today, upper 40s overnight, temps in the upper 20s. And right now, cloudy, 31 in Pasadena, 31 in Parkville. Time once again from the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. We are celebrating America's 250 birthday celebration, which will culminate in next Independence Day.
All of the brown boys we want.
combined U.S. Army and Navy choirs at the Army-Navy game this past weekend in Baltimore. A great rendition. So on this day in 1903, another incredible display of American ingenuity. Orville Wright made history's first sustained airplane flight. It lasted 12 seconds, covered 120 feet near Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. His brother Wilbur flew 852 feet later that day. 1944, more than 110,000 Japanese-Americans who had been relocated from the West Coast shortly after the 1941 Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor were told they would be allowed to return home on January 2nd. In 1975, federal jury in Sacramento sentenced Lynette Alice Squeaky Fromm to life in prison for attempted assassination of President Ford. Fromm, who hit the prosecutor in the head with an apple during the sentencing hearing, was released from prison in August of 2009. 1992, U.S. President George Herbert Walker Bush and the leaders of Mexico and Canada formally signed the North American Free Trade Treaty, which eventually would be replaced by President Trump and the UCMA. He often said that that sucked all of the manufacturing base out of our country. He was right, along with the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, President Trump restoring fair and balanced trade between North America and the rest of the world. And that is a look at this day in history. Brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
So we're talking about Izzy Patoka. He wants to be your next Baltimore County executive, and he's right now on the county council advocating that local law enforcement not cooperate in any way, shape, or form with federal officials, ICE agents, etc., and going after illegal aliens. And also, again, now the criminal ones, apparently, he's okay with. But the rest of the illegal aliens, he thinks that we should be doing everything to protect people who invaded our country without invitation and who have come here and broken into our homes. And, look, there's a question about the detainers and whether or not we're going to lose federal funding. And Fox 45's Jessica Babb asked him that question.
So would this have any impact on detainers and the county following those detainers?
It will have impact on civil detainers. It won't have impact on criminal detainers. And there's clear language in the bill that separates the two.
Would this legislation cause Baltimore County to be considered a sanctuary county, and could that put federal funding at risk?
Well, I don't know the direct answer. I will say this, that Baltimore County did sign a memorandum of understanding with ICE. I don't agree with that letter of cooperation. And some things are worth fighting for. There has been the talk of this big number that might be at risk, but I think it's a scare tactic.
Look, anything, any policy, any directive, any bill or resolution that tells illegal aliens, whether they're civil violators or criminal violators, that they're welcome is a sanctuary jurisdiction. So he can try to finesse it all he wants, but he is advocating sanctuary status for Baltimore County, and this got a big election coming up, and it's now time to choose what side that you want to be on, the side of law and order, or the side that's trying to bend the knee and basically capitulate to the illegal alien crowd and movement. Day 21, you're listening to Casey and Company. Up next, we'll hear from some of the opposition to Patoka's bills.
Planning for the future is something we all say we'll get to someday. But someday has a funny way of sneaking up on us, doesn't it? I'm Dr. Amanda Young, and I'm the CEO of Wesley Secure Care. We are a Maryland nonprofit organization that helps people who want to stay in the home they love while still planning for whatever care they might need down the road. It's called Continuing Care at Home, and honestly, it's one of the smartest ways to age, with independence, security, and peace of mind. Here's how it works. You join while you're still active and healthy, and in return, you get the promise of lifetime care right in your own home. That means if you ever need help, whether it's a little support after surgery or full-time care, we've got you covered. No last-minute scrambling, no wondering who to call, and no sky-high bills for long-term care. And it's not just about care. Our members have access to a personal care coordinator who helps with everything from finding the right plumber to managing care services and transitions. It's like having your own personal advocate for aging well, someone who knows you and your preferences long before you'll ever need them. The best part? You keep your independence and get to stay where you are the happiest, in your home. And you will have the peace of mind knowing that if your care needs change, you already have that covered. Think of it like long-term care insurance, plus a whole team that actually helps you use it when and how you need it. So if you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead and stay in control of your future, Wesley Secure Care is for you. Find out more today at wesleysecurecare.org or give us a call, 410-324-2400. Because aging well shouldn't mean giving up your home. It should mean enjoying it longer.
This holiday season, here are a few of your favorite things. Casey & Company, Jim Klasick, Rob Carson, and Sean Hannity. Your talk radio, 680 WCBM.
And don't forget, old Whiskey Nuts. He's one of somebody's favorite things. 823 traffic weather. That will be updated, ladies and gentlemen. Charles Whitaker.
Thank you, Mr. Casey. We saw the police car coming up the Beltway. Last check on the inner loop coming up between Route 40 and I-70. So it looks like the wreck is there. I have to get chart to kind of move the camera just a bit so we can see it. But here's the problem now. Fire department is coming down the outer loop. They're taking the ramp at Route 40. They're going to go around and come back up onto the inner loop. I just saw a medic unit also going that way. So now if you're in that backup between Frederick Road and I-70, check your mirrors. They're going to be coming on the ramp from Route 40 onto the inner loop. Some traffic is getting by. See the traffic going up towards Liberty Road, but right now the bottleneck will be between Frederick Road and I-70 as you're coming up the hill. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. Peak of the weekend, mostly cloudy, more mild. Upper 40s today overnight, low to upper 20s. And then tomorrow it'll be mild and dry, but heavy rain could come in later on in the afternoon, early evening into Friday morning. So right now we're looking at partly cloudy skies and 32 in Millersville, 30 in Bel Air. Got a text here just moments ago from John. He says, "Dear Sean, sounds like the bill should be nicknamed the Second Chance Bill. You break one law illegally entering the United States, then you get another opportunity to break more laws, hence the Second Chance Bill." John, thanks for the text. Yeah, we already have the Second Look Act, which already has blown up in the face of one or several Marylanders, three of which were murdered in a triple homicide in Washington County after two murderers were released on the very day that the Second Look Act took place. That's just not getting a lot of media coverage for some reason. I think Fox 45 has covered it, maybe some of the Frederick County, Washington County media, but the Washington Post has ignored it. Most other outlets have completely ignored that story. Gee, I wonder why. But back to Izzy Patoka and his wanting to protect the illegals. There was one person who showed up at the council the other night to testify against it. Tim Fazenbaker, who has run for office locally, he got up there opposing completely the Patoka bills that have been introduced.
"I'm here tonight to strongly oppose any bill or policy that would turn Baltimore County into a sanctuary for illegal aliens. Council members, supporting sanctuary for illegal aliens isn't compassion. It's putting outsiders over your own people. Cooperate exactly. With federal authorities. Protect Baltimore County residents and secure our funding. Do not be a traitor to your people."
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. You're prioritizing people who have broken the laws of the United States over law-abiding citizens. And that's not due process. That's not your basic. There are no basic human rights there. If somebody comes into the country illegally and they need medical assistance, we will render that. Absolutely. But we're not supposed to be giving them SNAP benefits and jobs and housing and the rest of that. A nation that has no borders has lost its sovereignty. That's what Izzy Patoka and Nick Stewart and Julian Jones support. I'm just wondering, this would be a great time to hear from the Republican candidate, Pat Dyer, with these kinds of bills coming up. So hopefully he will certainly get out there and start making his opinions and feelings known. Patoka, then, on this whole idea of federal funding, and he obviously, there's a good chance you're going to lose it. And the last thing that Baltimore County or any other jurisdiction in Maryland needs right now is to lose any of their federal funding.
If the federal government comes back, you know, with a strong stance on this legislation, if it passes, would you be willing to put that funding at risk, potentially?
I would be willing to challenge it. I think that other counties are challenging it, and so can Baltimore County. There are certain things that you can't sit by and watch, and I'm adamant about this. This is basic human rights.
Basic human rights to break the laws of the United States? This is how clueless this individual is. And the Baltimore County spokesperson, Dakari Turner, Baltimore County's immigrant communities are an important part of who we are and a vital part of our economy, culture, and neighborhoods. Well, again, notice what the left does is they commingle immigrant with illegal immigrant. And they do that by design. So, you know, you're accusing or going after immigrants. No, we're not. We are a nation of immigrants. I'm okay with legal immigrants. If you come in here and you've applied to get in here, you've been invited to come here, you can bring merit, you can contribute to society, you're willing to assimilate, I'm all for it. And I think that's probably where the future of America lies. Since our birth rate has dipped to ridiculous numbers among, the native-born Americans. So when you look at it, that's who we're talking about here. But the illegal aliens, the ones that have broken into the country, now they may not have committed any other crimes other than the misdemeanor of breaking and entering. But that still cannot go unpunished. If you're going to be a society ruled by law, if you're going to cherry pick which laws that you're going to follow, then maybe Izzy Patoka will tell us which other laws he doesn't like and he wants to follow or not follow. And again, this is what's passing for leadership at the county council and also at the county executive level. Go figure. 829, Vinny Steele is your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company. And Vinny has all sorts of programs to help sell your home and make it easier on you. Because, look, selling your home is a big decision. There's a lot of work involved with it as well. So he's got the trade-in your home program, much like you would do a car. But he's got all the details he can share with you. You just trade it in, get a new one. There's the sell your home and stay in your home program, which you can sell it and stay in your home for up to 12 months. This way, you don't have to worry about timing as much. You can sell your home, know that your home is sold, and then you got a full year to figure out where else you want to go and live. Downsizing up to whatever it is. And then finally, there is the fixer-upper program where if you don't feel like making the repairs that's needed to get your home ready to sell, they'll do it for you, make all those arrangements, and subtract the cost at settlement. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. It's 8:30. Let's get some latest news headlines from Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The Office of the Chief Medical Examiner has released the autopsy results of a woman found dead in a safe in her Baltimore home earlier this year. According to the report, 53-year-old Dawn White died of PCP intoxication, dehydration, and suffocation that was complicated by an abnormal body position. White's body was discovered April 19th at her home on Benzinger Road in Violetville. Her family had last heard from her on April 14th. An inmate serving a sentence of life plus 30 years has admitted to killing his cellmate inside of the Jessup Correctional Institution in February. 64-year-old Dudley Ball pleaded guilty to first-degree murder in Anne Arundel County Circuit Court. Ball made a written statement confessing that he punched Griffin in the face, then tied a string around his neck until he was dead. County State's Attorney Ann Colt Latis says she hopes the guilty plea provides some peace for the victim's family. Ball's sentencing date has yet to be announced. An inmate serving a license, a York, Pennsylvania man,
has been sentenced to 15 years in federal prison for the sexual exploitation of a child in Maryland. 32-year-old David Fulton traveled with friends and family to Great Wolf Lodge in Elkton, and while a 7-year-old girl was sleeping, he used his phone to take pictures of her genitals. During a search of Fulton's home, law enforcement seized several devices and found the picture of the girl and multiple child sex abuse images. And Maryland's Anthony Brown and a coalition of 34 attorneys general have reached a settlement with Hyundai and Kia for selling vehicles lacking industry standard anti-theft technology. The coalition says that failure resulted in an epidemic of car thefts and joyriding that continues to threaten public safety. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Here's an idea for a great holiday gift. Give your spouse, family, and loved ones new modern appliances from Jarvis Appliance. Replace your out-of-date refrigerator with a new fridge featuring all the latest conveniences, or give them a new microwave, oven, air fryer, dishwasher, washer, or dryer as a gift. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Hi, this is Italo, your host at Liberatore's in Bel Air, inviting you to hold your business event or private parties at Liberatore's in Bel Air. For anniversaries, rehearsal dinners, birthdays, retirement parties, or business meeting, call me, Italo, for customized menus and great catering at Liberatore's. Hold your event at Liberatore's spacious party rooms, or Liberatore's can bring the food and drink to any location of your choice. Visit us at 562 Baltimore Pike, or for more info, Google Liberatore's Restaurant in Bel Air.
833 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, delays on the Beltway now. If you're coming up from 95, you're coming up through Catonsville, trying to get up on the Interloop 2 I-70. There is a wreck north of Route 40 at exit 15 and before the ramp at I-70, mostly on the right side. We are getting traffic through to the center and the left, and the ramp to I-70 westbound is open, but you're backed up down the hill to Wilkins Avenue, and it's going to back up eventually back to the ramps at I-95. So big delay right now. Might take 15 or 20 minutes coming up the hill to get around that accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, turning mostly cloudy and much milder today with highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy with a chill tonight as lows fall back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
This 835 Sports Report is brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management. Good morning, sports fans. This is Jack Gilden sitting in for the man, Gary Stein. The big question by Baltimore sports fans this morning, are the Ravens ready to turn things around? It's a fair question. They're coming off their best and most complete performance of the year last Sunday. In the nearly zero-degree temperatures of Cincinnati, the Ravens defense yielded 0 points. They look so much like the rough-and-tumble Ravens of old, I was squinting my eyes to see if the goose was out there. Even better news than the D, offensive coordinator Todd Monken seems to have discovered the rushing game. Lamar Jackson ran and hustled down the field with his old burst, and Derrick Henry rumbled in huge chunks. So what's the formula to get the postseason, to get to the postseason and make some noise? Keep playing that defense, and for gosh sakes, Todd, keep running that football. With America in a deep freeze, Henry's bone-crunching, blunt force, bashing style will open up everything the Ravens want to do and would be the key to a brand new season. It's a recipe that's only worked for 100 years. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Chiefs' legendary quarterback Patrick Mahomes underwent surgery this week to repair his torn ACL and LCL. Interestingly, he had that operation in Dallas, and it was performed by the Cowboys team surgeon. I don't know if I were a Chief, I'm not sure I would want a Cowboy cutting into my leg. Mahomes is so determined to return to action, he had the surgery the day after the injury and plans to begin his rehab immediately, so he'll be ready to return to action as soon as possible. That is dedication. And now, from the long road to injury repair to the road to on the road with the Towson Tigers. Last night, Towson U coach Pat Scary's men traveled all the way from North Baltimore out to the Prairie Land to face the 17th-ranked Kansas Jayhawks. That was a bad idea. Those Hawks swooped down on the Tigers and sent them back to York Road with their tails between their legs. It was a 24-point thrashing in a 73-49 loss. And in basketball played by the really rich guys, the Knicks defeated the Spurs last night to take home the coveted NBA Cup. New York won it despite not even leading for a single minute in the second or third quarters. Needless to say, they really whooped up in the fourth. The time now, 8:36. When we return, can the Ravens really do it?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA. Specific.
Yes, sir.
Well, what do you think? I mean, you know, the Ravens, they had their shutout last week, and they've played very off and on all year long. Are they legit? Can they take it from New England this Sunday night, and can they make the postseason?
Well, New England's tougher opponent, obviously, but they can be beaten, as was evidenced by the Broncos. I think that,
the Bills, you mean?
Obviously, yeah. I think when you look at it, the Ravens are playing at home, okay? There's an advantage. And if they stick to the formula of pounding the rock and with that stingy defense, then yes, they could beat them. But again, you don't turn the ball over. That's a big thing.
I mean, they got to pound that rock. And the other thing is, you know, you have a very young quarterback there. He's done, obviously, very, very well. They've played great all year, but he can be had.
I'm sure they'll have a very interesting blitz package and pressure package put in.
Especially since they're rushing better these days. Yeah, well, have a great day.
All right, Jack, thanks so much. We'll see you tomorrow morning. 8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. So we started off this morning telling you about the special session. One day only. And, of course, I love all these honorifics that are being used to describe the new Speaker of the House, Joseline Pena Melnick. She first Afro-Latino, Latina, first immigrant. I think like Adrian Jones, first black. I mean, I'm waiting to hear first Democrat who actually cares about the size of government and spending, because that hasn't happened in decades, folks. That would be a true first, okay? Because that is just anathema to the Democrat character and the psyche these days, to actually rein in the size of government, to actually reduce the spending, and actually offer taxpayers and retirees a break in the state, which they have dominated for decades now, but she's expecting us to believe she's concerned about the budget.
We must also address the serious budget challenges we face with honesty and discipline.
Yeah, well, discipline is just thrown completely out the window. You can forget about discipline. $1.5 billion deficit, structural deficit in 27, and it grows to up to nearly $4 billion by 2030 and 2034. So they got some heavy lifting to do, and it's really, we keep hearing it's not going to be on the backs, but come on, we know who they are, and we know what they do. And they're going to find a way to punish Marylanders in order to try to meet their needs. Then you have the so-called opposition party, the Republicans. And I want you to listen to Delegate Matt Morgan, what he had to say about the new speaker, who, by the way, is more progressive, more radical than Adrian Jones would ever be.
Look, Maryland's a very left-leaning state. We know this. But look, she's going to let us speak our mind. And I think at this point, that's about all we can ask for.
Really? Left-leaning? It's beyond left-leaning, folks. It's one of the more progressive Marxist blue states in the country. It's got to be top five, right? After California, New York, Illinois, Massachusetts, and Maryland. Got to be top five. And we're much smaller. And then this idea that, oh, we're going to be given crumbs. They're going to let us speak. Oh, isn't that very generous of them, isn't it? And she might be the first, the most charitable speaker the Democrats have ever. Who gives a damn? You know, get out there and be an opposition party for once and stand up for principles and stand up and fight for Marylanders instead of just capitulating and bending the knee. I got to tell you, there's not, you know, when you got guys like that, and I think Delegate Morgan's a good guy. I just, you know, I don't know why they just aren't willing to stand up there and go toe-to-toe. Because they don't have the numbers. I get that. I get that, but that doesn't mean you give up fighting. I guarantee you, if the roles were reversed, if it was a GOP supermajority, we'd be seeing street theater, press conferences, stunts on the floor. I mean, you name it. We just don't have that in our DNA for some strange reason. All right, so the other outcomes, a new speaker, which we didn't need a special session for that. No redistricting whatsoever. So maybe there was a deal cut between Indiana Republicans and Maryland Democrats. Don't know for sure. Maybe. But they took it. Once you get a special session, they must consider the vetoes. And there were nearly 30 vetoes in both houses. And they voted yesterday to override three of the governor's vetoes. One, of course, is the data center bank, which is going to cost anywhere between $500,000 and $1 million of taxpayer money. Then there's the Renew Act, which is a climate change act. That's going to cost money to conduct that study as well. And then there's the Reparations Commission, which Governor Moore said he didn't need a commission. He wanted action. He didn't want more paperwork and so on and so forth. He did that for his own personal presidential ambitions in 28. Don't kid yourselves. And the Democrats knew that. That's why they went back in and voted overwhelmingly to create a reparations commission. There are some of those Democrats, Delegate Terry Hill and Gabe Acevedo.
It's easy to get beyond things when you're not one of the people who's been despaired. It's easy.
Yes, we know the institution of slavery was evil. This is about what we do as a way to repair the harm. The damage.
Yeah, well, by repairing that harm, air quotes, and damage, you might cause more of it. This is divisive. It is unproductive. It is unaffordable. And this is more virtue signaling by the radical left to try to keep voters and their voting bloc in line. That's all this is. It's going to cost taxpayers money. And there's no way that I see a cent of any of this being paid in the state of Maryland, just like in California. It's a bunch of kabuki theater. 8:43 traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update. Here's the king of all traffic, old Whiskey Nuts.
gladly accepted. Interloop, this wreck is near the bridge at Crosby Road. If you're local traffic, you know where that is. If you're coming up the Beltway from Route 40, it's the first bridge north of Route 40, and the wreck is on the right side, still creating a delay. The backup on the Beltway is all the way down the hill to the Wilkins Avenue ramps, and then slowly backing up towards 95. So right now, if you're on 95, trying to get onto the Beltway to eventually come up to I-70 or beyond, you have that big delay. When you get to Route 40, which is exit 15, you want to make sure you're in the center and the left-hand lane. You'll have access to the ramp to go west onto I-70, but they're just kind of plodding along. We've had medic units there. We've had a lot of stuff happening at the scene. The outer loop is looking at it just a bit, and of course, we're still dealing with the delay for the traffic coming south from Pikesville. But looking at the accident scene is just adding to that. And that outer loop backup will break loose down the hill at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, mild today. Upper 40s for the high overnight, upper 20s for low, dry and mild for most of the half of the day tomorrow. And then rain maybe later on in the afternoon, early evening into Friday morning. So that'll cool things down a bit for the weekend. But right now, at least most of it is above freezing, something we haven't seen in about a week. So that is good news. 34 in Millersville, and it is 33 in Reisterstown. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Brought to you by Talon Appliance. Indiana University quarterback Fernando Mendoza delivered a heartfelt message to his beloved mother as he won the 2025 Heisman Trophy last Saturday. Mendoza, who rose from near obscurity as the season began and earned his name as a top player, turned to his mom, one of his biggest supporters, as he accepted the award.
Mommy,
This is your trophy as much as it is mine. You've always been my biggest fan. You're my light. You're my why. You're my biggest supporter. Your sacrifices, courage, love, those have been my first playbook and the playbook that I'm going to carry through my side through my entire life. You taught me that toughness doesn't need to be loud. It can be quiet and strong. It's choosing hope. It's believing in yourself when the world doesn't give you much reason to. Together, you and I are rewriting what people think is possible. I love you.
That is just an incredible message to his mother. And it is something that they did the same kind of thing after they beat Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship. So let's watch this man and his career. Hopefully, I'm sure it will be very successful no matter what happens. That's brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
So, an unhinged leftist from California, she's a nurse. She filmed herself berating an elderly Target worker for wearing a Charlie Kirk Freedom shirt, and then posted on TikTok. According to her Facebook profile, the woman is Michaela Ponce. She works as a nurse in Chico, California, where she has held many patient care roles. She posted the video of herself confronting this poor woman as she was putting baby clothes on the shelves, demanding to know why she was wearing the shirt. Here's the exchange, which had to be heavily edited, and I'm giving kudos and credit to Kristen for a job well done.
Why? They let you wear that shirt here?
Yes. Why? Why are you taking my picture?
Why are you wearing that shirt? You're working. It's not
a Target
shirt.
It's a red shirt. I can wear any red shirt.
It's not a plain shirt.
It doesn't have to be.
It's a Charlie Kirk shirt.
Yes. Oh, yes, I know.
Are you f***ing stupid?
No.
Why the f*** would you wear that? You're at work at Target. That's not a Target shirt. It's not a plain red shirt. You support a racist.
It's not racist.
You support a racist.
He's not a racist.
Yes, he is. Yes, he f***ing is.
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to stand here and argue with you.
You're not. You should go get your manager. You should not be allowed to wear that at work. Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
That's your opinion.
No, the opinion is he's a racist and you support him.
That's your opinion, ma'am.
And you shouldn't. You should not be allowed to wear that. This is going to be taken above your. That's insane. Insane.
Have a nice day.
And.
I think what really sticks, number one, is the incredible hubris that this moron thinks that she can go up and start berating and criticizing somebody that's doing their job. And then it's all for clickbait. By the way, she's kind of now, because she's, you might imagine she got blowback to the nth degree. So she's deactivated all of her socials. But the other was, throughout this entire ordeal, the elderly woman, the Target worker, remains calm and eventually wishes her a nice day as she walks away. The difference between the ideologies, the difference in the constructs between radical leftism and conservatism, and somebody that was content knowing that they could express their like for Charlie Kirk. And feel free to do it and be content and secure in that as well. Neil, my favorite show on television is Landman, starring Billy Bob Thornton. It's on Paramount, written by Taylor Sheridan. A lot of stuff that Billy Bob says on the show is really Taylor Sheridan writing stuff into his scripts. You have to watch it to understand it. But he was talking to his father in this episode, and his father recently, he took him out of a home and brought him home to live with him, and he was bored, didn't have much to do, and listened to Billy Bob. Bob's suggestion as to what he should do.
Just another f***ing day, Pop. What do you need? I don't know what to do.
Shit, do whatever you want to. Read a book, watch TV, watch one of them daytime talk shows.
You know, like The View or something.
What's The View? bunch of pissed off millionaires bitching about how much they hate millionaires and Trump and men and you and me and
everybody else they got to be up their ass about. It's pretty funny.
Don't sound funny.
Well, it ain't joke funny. It's like farting church funny, you know what I mean?
That don't sound funny either.
Well, it depends on your proximity to the fart.
I mean, I can't.
That's just incredible dialogue. That's Billy Bob Thornton. His place, Tommy Norris, Landman. It's on Paramount if you are interested. It's 8:51. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
The Rob Carson Show.
Candace Owens, what in the hell is wrong with you, woman? She's, of course, saying that people inside TPUSA executed Charlie Kirk. Candace Owens, you are dead to the conservative movement. You are done. You are no longer important. People who listen to you or watch you are fools. Bad enough that the left killed her husband. But some who are supposedly conservative, I don't know what's going on. Candace Owens is mentally ill.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so it looks like most of this accident may be cleared now, at least from the center part of the roadway on the inner loop coming up between Route 40 and I-70. The pace has gotten a little better. The backup has eased up a little bit on the lower end coming up from Wilkins Avenue. So we're making a little progress there. The outer loop was still kind of looking at it earlier, and that outer loop backup is still there back towards 795. Dead solid right there at 795, so keep that in mind. The inner loop is still slow through Pikesville and the Parkville side with the late delays. There was a late wreck also, and you'll see a slowdown on I-70 eastbound after you come into Baltimore County after the Patapsco River Bridge. They may be crowding the right lane. The backup is right there, not quite to the Beltway, but you'll get a little break, and then you'll be out onto the Beltway with the heavy traffic once again over on the west side. Still some slowing, but we're making a little progress as well for the backups at both the harbor tunnels and ongoing construction. They work through the midday northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, mild today, upper 40s, overnight temps in the upper 20s, dry and mild tomorrow, heavy rain possible tomorrow evening into Friday morning, and then things will cool down a bit. Right now, windy 41 in Ocean City, 33 in Severn. Let's take a phone call from Don in Middle River. Good morning, Don. Don could not hang with us or fell out of the cell. Today, Mayor Scott and Ivan Bates, the city state's attorney, are having a meeting. A private confab to discuss, I'm guessing, violence. You know, like ongoing violence, like a mass shooting at Blair Edison on Monday.
There's a lot of drug activity around here. It's definitely unseen violence that we had here. Usually is 1, 2, 3 shots, handgun, you know, and now it's you just can see automatic weapons, assault-style weapons used.
Yeah, well, just another day in Baltimore. Again, massive drug activity, drug overdoses, a woman shot and killed, four other people injured as they were standing inside a fast food restaurant on Monday. I counted at least 30 to 35 bullet holes in the storefront. And then, of course, there were five bullets in the victims, one of which is a fatality. So, got a lot to discuss today, Mr. Mayor and Mr. State's Attorney. Elsewhere, I want to point out that Maryland's SNAP error rate, that's the food stamp program, it's just amazing. We have the 10th highest error rate in the country. Small little Maryland. Out of 50 states, we are 10th with about 14%. That's a payment error rate, meaning you're sending out benefits of people who don't qualify, that shouldn't be getting them. You're sending out duplicate benefits. And when you do that, that denies somebody who actually desperately needs the benefits, they're not getting them. Now, what's interesting is the SNAP error rate was 35% before Governor Moore took office. 35%. That begs the question, what the hell was Lockdown Larry doing? What was he doing with an error rate of 35%? It was second worst in the nation under Larry Hogan. And, of course, I got to give credit where credit is due. If Governor Moore has dropped that from 35% to 14%, it's pretty darn good. Keep going in the right direction. So I'm going to give at least credit on that one. But I pray tell, don't really know what Larry Hogan was doing. Besides South Korean test kits, telling us to wear the damn mask, threatening Dan Cox with arrest, so on and so forth. It's time for a new Republican Party in the GOP, folks, in Maryland. And finally, transportation officials are set to unveil their recommendation to replace the aging Bay Bridge today with two new four-lane spans, saying the plan would ease chronic congestion, reduce environmental impact, and lower costs. So that is, they're going to recommend Alternative C, increase capacity from five lanes to eight across the bay while keeping the current lane configurations on U.S. 50 and 301 approaches. The plan would cost somewhere between $15 and $18 billion. And no word on when it would be completed. We're hearing maybe spring of 2032. Hopefully the Key Bridge will be completed by then. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they have incredible service. They're really great craftsmen when it comes to electrical, interior, exterior, landscaping, whatever lighting needs that you might have in your home, call Tim Kyle. And then they added the HVAC component of their company, and they bring the same kind of commitment and excellence to your heating and air conditioning needs. And right now, the focus is on the heating. Make sure that your heat is coming on when it should, that it's going to be efficient. And as we watch our electric rates skyrocket, and now more than ever, your heat pump, your heating system has got to be performing at the utmost peak efficiency. So call Tim Kyle, and they'll schedule up, come out for a maintenance check and take a look at your system, make sure it's operating properly and within parameters, and making sure, because mine wasn't, and I was able to get that squared away, and now my bills are much, much lower. Thank you. Call Tim Kyle today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, online Tim Kyle. KyleCompany.com. It's TimKyleCompany.com. All right, that's going to do it for us. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. Stay tuned. Kim Klosick Live is coming up next, and I'm sure she'll have a lot more on the special session and what happened yesterday with the overrides, especially on the Racial Reparations Commission study. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America. Thanks. Talk to you tomorrow.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.